Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta tear for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die.
No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Huxui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Conti and Kenny Show. Arrogance and alcoholism. I am Joe Conti, your host. That's Kenny Michaels.
Hey, how are you?
The new phone number is 240-HI-CNK. That's 240-442-2635. Or you could still use the Skype, which is NPN Studios. We are live on morelikeradio.com and also on contiandkenny.com. If you want to go in either the chat rooms, because if you're listening on the TuneIn app, if you want to go either the chat rooms, go to morelikeradio.com/live or go to contiandkenny.com/listen now. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, follow the show on Twitter at CNK Show.
And don't forget to call us again at 242 Yuck It Up.
242 Yuck It Up.
Yuck It Up.
It's and of course, subscribe to the both podcasts, our show, and of course, the Conti Kenny Shorts.
Yeah, Frank tried, he told us he tried getting all kinds of wonderful combinations. But we got high CNK. Which is fine.
It's fine.
I love it.
It's goofy.
It's very whimsical.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hi, CNK.
Hi, CNK.
It's a whimsical.
Very Magic Gardenish. I love it.
Frank, kind of walked in and gave the thumbs up when you said whimsical. He definitely likes the whimsical description.
Yeah.
which I don't mind it.
I mean, he was going.
I know he was going for something.
It's
awful.
So much better than 1-800 intense radio.
Oh, that would be pathetic if it was something. Or everything is extreme. You know, like whether it's a product on television or extreme sports, everything's extreme. But yeah, that would be
even
terrible.
It's even better than doing like 1-84 CK Nation.
If he did something like CK Nation, I would punch him right in his face.
It's so much better. It fits perfectly.
Credo's in the chat room. Oh, did you see the Credo picture he put up with the sticker with the little Pillsbury Doughboy holding the Conti and Kenny sticker?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? It was funny. No. Just a little Pillsbury Doughboy with the Conti and Kenny sticker saying, I got my Conti and Kenny.
Roy Black on Crack says, it's intense watching before the show, which is me and you burping, picking our nose.
Oh, that's right, because I put the broadcast on, yeah.
Like 10 minutes before we go on.
Yeah.
I don't even realize.
I know. It's not even like this. I don't even know why we have the cameras. I don't even understand it.
Some people watch.
I know. It's just, if we can somehow end up doing it where the things that we're looking at can be on the camera,
yeah,
that would be really cool. You know, like if we're watching a video and then they can hear that video at the same time. You know, like it would be in the one camera instead of looking at my stupid face. You know, we would go to camera B there, key grip.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, of course. But, man, so what's been up? What have you been up to, bro?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely
nothing.
What do you
mean, nothing? You're a busy guy. What's going
on? No, not anymore.
What do you mean?
I changed my
life. Love the bad acting, huh? So what have you been up to, Ken?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean you're not doing nothing? What's going on?
No, I decided after Christmas, I went through kind of a, you know, as you know, over the last 2.5 years, as everybody knows, you know, I haven't been home much. You know,
Probably half the time.
From Labor Day until Thanksgiving, I was home about 4 days or something crazy, and it just wore down on me. And I decided to part ways with my.
You're going to take a little break, a little hiatus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not like you quit and you, you know.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah, you know, like you're at Mel's Diner and Vic Tayback told you to get back in there, put that dress on, and serve those sandwiches.
Not at all.
And you told him to kiss your grits.
Yeah.
You said.
We're going to reevaluate after 90 days.
Yeah, and maybe find a different position for you because I know you and you need to be able to do your stand up. And you know, also doing the show on a regular basis, and you know, Corporate Kenny, it was nice. I mean, you put some money
had
in your
to
pocket.
Do it. Had to do it.
You had some shit you got to take care of.
Exactly.
You know, you're the man of the house.
Had to do it, and still we'll absolutely continue to do it, but I have to do it in a different way that doesn't. And not when I say I never woke up. I always said if and everybody should not live like this, but try to think of it. Is everyone has to participate in the system. You got to eat. You know what I mean? You got to get up. You got to go to work. But my entire life, I've always said that kind of pressure of going into a place where you can't stand will breed cancer. It will make you sick. It will pull your family apart. It will do. I never had that. Never had that with my job. Not one bit at all. I really, really enjoy it.
You enjoyed what you were doing.
I enjoyed it. It was an adventure every time. Absolutely, 100%. Still do. It never got to a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. It just got to a point where over the holidays, I was hanging out with my nieces. I went to her basketball game on Saturday, the first time I was ever able to do that in the last, you know, 2 years. I saw my friend Gabe's, his brand new baby.
I haven't seen this much denial since John Travolta married Kelly Preston.
But all this kind of stuff basically said, you know, I'm kind of worn out. I need a little bit of a break. So we agreed to part ways for a little while, and we'll reevaluate later on.
Yeah, and Kenny's gonna have a little more time to do some comedy.
February 8th, me and Otto and George will be playing at the, and maybe Johnny Young, I have to see if he's open, the South Plainfield PAL Center or something. For a
PAL benefit. Building?
No, I think
nobody says PAL.
I think it's a V.
Like a VHW?
No. There's no such thing as a VHW.
It's an ACT building.
There's a VFW.
VFW. Is there an FVB?
And a KFC.
Is there a KFC building too?
K of C.
K of C, okay.
Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus.
And there's a... Shriners building.
Go looking for a building that's got a shitload of letters on it.
No, I'll post February. It. It's an open show. It's for some softball league or something like that.
But it's public and anybody
can go. Yeah, anybody
can
go. Sure. And I think they have a hall at the old folks home. It's a brand new building.
Oh, nice.
Where they put on, you know, press conferences.
Right, of course, yeah.
So it'll be there. That'll be February 8th.
Very cool.
And then I got a couple other things. Working. A couple other things working in the books already.
Working the books, huh?
In the books, in the works.
In the works, yeah.
On the stove.
I'm getting you some spots here and there.
Yeah.
You know, because now you can actually be, you know, where you're actually like, hey, listen, I'm reliable. I can do it. You know, you can confirm.
I could never for 2.5 years. I could never book anything because you can't burn. I'd rather have said no to I said no to a ton of gigs. Because you can't say yes and then automatically go, well, it got bumped up a week. I got to go to Chicago or I got to go to Texas. You can't do it. You'll ruin yourself in the business. So it's better to pull away, get done what you have to get done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I put a couple of bucks away and kind of, you gotta move on. You know, it happens all the time. You know what I mean?
Hey,
there he
is. What's up, man?
What's up, pal?
Where do you want to sit? Do you want any of these three, wherever you want to sit, bro, wherever you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, just turn around and grab him
headphones
for that one.
Oh, so, sorry, I'm late.
No, don't worry about it, man. So, Kenny is going to be around a lot more.
Yes, Johnny O, we just talked. I quit my corporate job. Yeah. Yeah, it was too much, man.
Is it a sign or?
Yeah, you're good.
Can you hear? Can you hear it?
No. I only just hear you guys.
Oh, you got to plug it in. Into that little thing right there. No. Into this thing right there. There you go.
It's like my honeymoon. There we go. Oh, okay.
There you go.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, guys?
Not much, man. Johnny O, of course, our pal, comedian extraordinaire, and all around.
Wonderful old pal.
All around good guy.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I took a hiatus. The traveling, it just got to me.
It was a lot of travel, I heard. Yeah,
it was for weeks and weeks and weeks on end.
He could never book himself a gig because he never knew if he was going to have the last minute go.
You know, but I got home Christmas.
You can't stay with the company and just stay in one spot? Or,
not right now, no. But it's all right. I'm good. I'm
taking like a 3-month hiatus and they're going to regroup and maybe see if there's any anywhere.
If not,
oh, okay, so you might go back.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, no,
in this economy, I hate to hear, you know.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Nothing happened like that. There was no fighting or anything. It was hugs and kisses at the end of it. It's just, I just got worn out.
Listen, I don't want to know what the real reason why you guys left, all right? I don't want to hear about no hugs and kisses.
Yeah, no, but it was just something I had to do. So I'll be around a lot more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and did you ask him if he's available?
No, I didn't yet. I was going to wait for the break. We don't have to do this on air.
You don't want to do this on the air?
No, we can do it after.
Johnny O, are you available February 8th to do a gig with Kenny and Otto?
February
8th.
I think so.
All right.
Here we go.
It's locked in.
It's
beautiful.
It's on its way.
We'll talk more off the air. Okay. All right. Grumble, grumble, grumble. So, but yeah, now at least if there is shit you can do, you could just say, yeah, no problem. I'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
Even little spots here and there, you're just looking to get stage time.
Yeah, I got to lose 30 pounds. I gained 30 pounds on the road. You know what I mean?
Really?
Somewhere around there. Who knows?
You don't look it.
No, somewhere around there. I mean, I gained weight because I'm living at a fucking vending machine for 2 years.
You weren't eating good.
No, not at all. You can't. It's impossible, especially in fucking Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yeah, it is. Everything's got barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah, you've got an Arby's or just once you know that you drive past that Krispy Kreme with the light on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just hot deliciousness.
I remember I was starving in Colorado, and my buddy goes, there's a pizza place. It's open till 2. And I'm like, oh, really? I walk over there starving. It was a Papa John's. And I wanted a salad. And I wanted... All they sell is pizza and cinnamon rolls. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And soda.
Cinnamon rolls?
It's like, and this
pizza?
Is what they live on. I'm like, how the hell do you...
They, all over the South and the Midwest, they have those hot and ready pizzas. You just go in pepperoni pizza and take it off a shelf. It's shit.
Yeah.
There is no...
Is that what Papa John's... I've never seen a Papa John's.
Same kind of thing. Papa John's is basically Domino's. It's the same bullshit. all that. It's awful. You can't go anywhere around the country. That's why I searched out like Jersey Mike subs when I would go around.
Very spoiled. About yeah,
you yeah. can't
just
find
the,
it.
Just the lettuce from a give sub me a will clean you out.
Give me a sandwich.
That'll take 10 yeah. pounds right there.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a sandwich, a little thing of potato salad or some coleslaw and a fucking pickle. Yeah. That's all I want. Yeah. But you can't find it anywhere.
We're very spoiled here in the New York area.
There's no deli. There's no deli around the country.
Yeah, where, you know, it's where the person behind the counter is like, hey, you know what? You got the kid there. Here's a pickle for the kid. You know what I mean? That little bit of that.
Yeah.
That, like, it's almost like going to your friend's house and he made you a sandwich.
And it's tasted the same deli you've gone to for 15 years. Tastes yeah. exactly the same every time.
Yeah.
Just, can I get a ham and cheese on rye? You want it toasted? I don't fucking want it toasted. Yeah. Toast the fucking like ham and cheese. Get it off the goddamn fucking conveyor belt and put it in a fucking bag.
Yeah, it's like when you go to Subway and it's weighed out. You don't want that. Yeah. You want the guy who just puts, hey, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels good.
It's a nice day.
Yeah, exactly. He's having a really good day. Throw extra roast beef on there.
A little extra roast beef.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit of
it's
that.
None of that around the country. I've been in places where there's no shopping. There's Walmarts.
No, that's it.
There's no like ShopRite with like a deli area and like a bread area. So I've been eating out of fucking 7-Elevens, eating tuna salad.
But were you eating good? You didn't eat just pure shit, did you?
No. It was
salad
and
stuff. Once
whatever I could do, whatever I could, like you know.
Now that I look at you, did put on weight.
I put on weight. Yeah, no, I absolutely did.
Your face is fuller.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, wait. welcome back, Ken.
No, it totally is. I'm disgusted. I've got $1,000 worth of workout equipment that I bought over the internet because I sit there and I eat, and I'm in a hotel room going, oh, pinching my tits, and I'm like, I'm over.
Did you give yourself a dollar too afterwards?
You know, that was another thing too, is why I left, is that I don't feel as strong as I used to. You know what I mean? When I was there, I'm there 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm. Well, for 2-3 weeks at a time, I don't leave until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the time I go home and eat out of a 7-Eleven,
you sleep and then
it's
you go back.
12
yeah.
o'clock, you know?
Right.
At night, and of course you're going to gain weight. So that was another thing, too, where I just wanted to get back and get healthy and strong again. And, you know, when you're far away from something you love doing, you know, I have the radio show. Thank God I have the show, you know, because it still feels like I'm still in it. You know what I mean? And then. I just want to get back to where it was. I'm still young enough. I'm still good. I still got, you know, I learned a lot.
Could you still play baseball in the summer?
I already thought.
You should, man. Yeah. That was, Kenny was amazing.
You're already in the works.
Oh, yeah, to get on like a team or
Absolutely,
something?
Absolutely, yeah.
What, like an over 30 team or something?
I could go regular men's league or I can go over 30, whichever I feel. I actually prefer the younger guys because they make a lot more mistakes.
What do you mean?
These over 30 guys are fuck. They've been playing for 40 years.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
They're fucking.
They know what they're doing.
Pro. They know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, the guy
so
might
take
throw,
that over a guy who's got like that extra speed.
I'd rather take a kid that throws 85, 90 miles an hour than a guy who throws 67 and you can't fucking touch it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
These and old, all the tricks.
These old crafty veterans. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Very cool. Man.
Yeah, but that's already in the works. Already in the works.
And I knew there was something weird going on. Because, you know, I still work, I still have my regular job, I work part-time, and I start very early, and I get a phone call. I'm in my truck, like 7 o'clock in the morning. Kenny Michaels is calling me. I'm like, what do I owe this?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can hardly get him on a Monday talking about, you know, the show. I'm like, and right away, the guinea in me is thinking that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, listen, something happened, and you know, fuck. I'm like, what's up? And you're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, just working. Like, yeah, I'm up. I'm like, what? You're like, yeah, I'm up. I got my hair done. I'm like, what are you, a gumad? Like, what are you talking about?
I was going to get my hair done.
Yeah, he said he's going to get his hair. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I had to go to the post office.
He's going to get his hair done. He's calling me because it's 7 in the morning, and even though he's not working, he's up, and he's actually going to do something during the day.
It's amazing when you don't have to go to work, you just get up. You just wake up. You're like, I'm up.
You're like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to do some errands. I'm going to do some stuff.
I didn't have a drink the night before because I wasn't drowning my sorrows and how miserable I was. So I was nice and fresh. And well, yeah, my list was I had to go to Wegmans. Then I had to return a pair of shoes. Then I had to go to the post office and get my hair done. I got 3 out of 4 done.
He gets his hair done at the post office.
Yeah, so it was just weird to sit there and listen to him. And it was almost like he was amazed that you can be up at that hour and actually get stuff done.
Mm.
You know, because you get up somewhat early, but you're like getting up and getting ready, and then you're going to work, and then you're locked in. And you're sitting there going, holy shit, like... You were like a vampire, like seeing the sun for the first time.
The problem with getting up that early and not having anything else to do after it's done is when it's done, you're like, you shot your load. You're like, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Mm. I can't mow the lawn. I can't do yard work. It's covered in ice.
Right.
So then your TV and napping.
Yeah.
You know? Which, why not?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No. It's great. I've taken, like, you know, I took this week off. I didn't do nothing. I went on radio silence, as they say. The phone wasn't ringing. You know what I mean? I didn't have to answer the emails and all that kind of stuff. I was off the grid, and it's brilliant. It's brilliant. You know, I had home cooking all week. You know what I mean? Didn't eat out, you know?
You kind of went, before cell phones, almost like the way it was before cell phones.
Yeah. We used a crock pot. You know what I mean? Andrew Jackson was the last one who used a crock pot.
No. I'm not kidding. Roz got a crock pot, and I'm looking forward to using it. Beverly, you just let it go all day.
And the
meat takes in all the flavor.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's great. Brilliant. Yeah, stews, it's awesome. and chick, throw a whole chicken in there.
Like pork or whatever.
A couple of onions and a rabbit.
And a rabbit, yes, of
the
course.
The old cartoons, you have to have carrots.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad that you're...
I'm good, yeah. I really am, man.
You're in a good place.
Yeah. Just going to get back into shape, back into comedy shape as much as I can. You know what I mean? Then reevaluate it later on.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
What about you, John, man? Everything been going good with you?
I was going to tell a story. Should I tell it now? I thought this. You guys would laugh. I'm going to take the dip out for the story. No, because comics, it's therapy to talk about things that happen and other comics understand it. So I did a private party for a guy that was turning 60, and it was at the Delaware Water Gap. And just at the last minute, Roz decided to come with me, and we thought we'd go out afterward because it was at 7 o'clock. So we get there, and she goes upstairs to the bar. It was at a nice restaurant. It was a beautiful place in the basement. And the lady couldn't have been nicer. She saw me at Polkanuts. So I'm thinking, all right, you know, I'm always waiting for the comedy gods to bite. But everything seemed nice, and she was very nice. And she just said, we're going to have a Marilyn Monroe sing happy birthday to him. A Marilyn Monroe lookalike she hired from some talent agency.
Okay.
And then ends up, this girl is there that's her niece, and she knows Roz. So she goes, oh, I'd love to see Roz. I go, she's here. So I called Roz. I go up to get Roz. It ends up they're old friends from, like, high school. So now we're sitting at the main table, and we're eating. And then, you know, it's like the lady said, you know, no, eat. You know, they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, so now you're more.
Roz isn't hungry, but it was like a wedding. They go, you know, you want the chicken or the steak? So Roz whispers, we'll order one of each, and you can have both. She knew I was hungry.
Yeah.
So now I'm eating too much food before you have to do something at a private party where anything can happen anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, this is going too goddamn good. Something, but you know, I knew.
You're waiting for the shoe to fall. One shoe to fall.
So, what happened was there was a DJ there, and I should have asserted myself and just said to the DJ, "Introduce me when she's done singing," because she told me the girl's done singing, you start. I'm like, okay. So I said, I see this girl outside, and she's got this, she looked like a drunk frat girl that decided at the last minute to dress up as Marilyn Monroe on Halloween. She had like the dress that would go up on the subway grate, but she had like a Harpo Marx wig on, and she did not look at all like Marilyn Monroe, but she had a huge rack,
which
made up for whatever, no one was looking at her face anyway.
She's digging out of a hatchback in the parking lot.
Yeah, it was just one of those, you know, oh, okay, what agency did you, you know. Christ. So I said to her, listen, when you're just going to sing happy birthday. I said, I'm the comic. I'll just take the mic from you because they had a wireless mic. And she just stares at me. That should have been the first sign. She just looks at me. So then she sings happy birthday, and then she doesn't want to give up the mic, and she starts talking to the kids as Marilyn Monroe, like the happy birthday, like, you know, JFK.
Uh-huh.
Now she's talking to kids at the bar. First of all, there's kids there, which is another bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
So then I just went up and I said, all right, I'm going to start now. And I took the mic. So I introduce myself. I got a round of applause for the guy for his 60th birthday.
Okay, good.
And everything's going good. And I'm like 10 minutes into it now, and I'm getting laughs. All of a sudden, she starts heckling me as Marilyn Monroe. It's like, you know, I don't agree with that. And she thinks that this is helping or something. Like, you know, now we're going to do an improv while I'm going to perform and she's going to be fucking Marilyn Monroe.
You should have shoved a bunch of pills in her mouth and thrown her on a bed.
I swear to God, I was like, now I know why the Kennedys killed you. You know, I started saying shit that I shouldn't have said because there were kids there and I was supposed to be clean. But so finally, I just whispered to her, I said, you're not helping. And I just went away from her, and I went over to where the speakers were. So then I'm doing another 10 minutes, 15 minutes now, and everything's going great. And all of a sudden, she just gets up, and she wants to motorboat the guy who turned 60. And, of course, the men love it. So I didn't even try to compete. I just let her do it. And the wife is glaring at her now. And I can just smell the room. The women hated her by now. They realized that, you know, she's...
Yeah, it's like... You...
But in the middle of this, there's this old guy. So when she stops motorboating, I just let her do it. Then I, you know, I'm messing around. And
Marilyn Monroe motorboating.
The guy that turned 60. And he's loving it, too. You know, So it ends up, this old guy is mad at me because he thinks that I'm taking the entertainment away. Like, I'm some idiot that just wants to tell jokes. And everybody would rather see Marilyn Monroe. In his twisted, drunken mind. The guy had to be 80. And he's hammered. And he's wearing some, you know, eerie Pennsylvania Elks Club jacket.
He starts
screaming at me from the back of the room. And I don't even know what he's saying, but he's yelling at me. And then he sits his chair around to so that he won't face me when everybody else was looking. So I'm messing with him, and he wouldn't answer now. So I went back. It ended up, considering what was going on, I thought I did pretty good. I mean, right. I had a couple of, you know, applause breaks. They were laughing. And then the guy... So I come back to the table now, and I just want to get out of there. I want to get paid and leave.
Yeah.
But I felt like a jerk because we were eating, you know, and plus we're with... Because
they kind of treated you pretty well.
And
yeah.
The girl's husband was a nice guy. So the girl thinks that I'm mad about the guy. And I was just having flop sweat because of this idiot Marilyn Monroe girl for the whole goddamn time. So it ends up, she says to him, you know, that was very rude. And the guy says, F you. So she says, F you too. Now, her husband doesn't hear it. The guy goes out to leave, and his wife is as hammered as he is. I don't know how they're going to drive, but they're getting into a pickup truck outside the place.
Well, it's a horse and buggy. It's not
yeah, but this is where it got creepy. So now the husband, the wife says, tells the husband that this guy said, F you. He bolts from the table. Now I'm thinking, should I get involved? I mean, you know, I should go outside and just try to simmer everything down. So I go outside, and this is the conversation. I would never say that. You know, hey, man, you're a Marine. I'm a Marine. Semper Fi. And the guy's going, fuck Semper Fi. You said F you to my wife. You know, who the hell says F you to somebody's wife? I would never say that. Now the wife is yelling from the door. He said it. You know, so I'm standing there. So I go up to this guy. I go, I forget his name. I go, Jim. I go, you know, and he did one of these, like, you know, throwing his arm out at me. He's
right,
like,
to say get
he
off
goes,
me.
Don't, Johnny. And he goes, blah, blah, blah. And so he's about to kill this old man. And the guy was big, the young guy was big, and he had 40 years on him, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is bad. So I'm trying to calm him down. And it ends up, I go back inside because I figure I can't help this. You know, everything I do is just, I go back inside, and I see the wife of the guy who turned 60 screaming at the Marilyn Monroe. She goes,
that's great.
It was just great because she goes, we paid to see him, not you. Sit down. And the girl is just dancing while she's yelling at her. She goes out to the dance floor, and she puts her wig on a little kid, one of the little kids that came. It was just one of those things where I was like, I'm just like, you know.
How do you?
Just one of those things where I'm glad Roz came so she knows how, you know, because she's looking at me when I said, things are going to turn.
You just don't know.
And if you went home and told her that story, yeah, she'd be like,
you're exaggerating.
Oh, you're exaggerating.
Yeah, that's why you're late. Yeah, sure, because Marilyn Monroe's motorboating. An 80-year-old guy.
But what I felt bad about was that the girl that she knew thought I was upset about the old man. Well, that's how people don't understand. It was the fucking girl for 25, 30 minutes, just nonstop. She interrupted like 9 times.
And that fucking guy who thought she was the entertainment.
Yeah.
And you were screwing it up.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is, you know, this girl was trying to help. Like, that was very rude to the guy that I didn't give two shits about, you know?
Yeah.
It was to Marilyn Monroe. Because I think I said to Rod, like, let's get the fuck out of here. I just wanted to leave, you know?
Yeah, he just.
And then this is all starts in the parking lot. So he comes back in, and everything was cool. And then we ended up, I think we stayed another 20. I wanted to leave. but I didn't want to just walk. You know, I want to get paid and just leave. But I ended up, you know, everything was cool. But it was
yeah, one you of those wanted to. Where, yeah, you didn't want to make it look like I'm taking my money yeah, and I'm going.
It was a night like 12 degree night, and I'm sweating in a sweater. You know, outside the parking lot, just like God.
And that's the that part of comedy that you can't. You can't predict it. You can't even write it out. Like, this is what comedy's about.
You try to prepare yourself, but the kicker is, I said to her, you know, all right, so he's turning 60. I said, how many kids? You know, I said, are there going to be kids there? And, you know, everything, you know, she was on the money with everything except at the last minute. Oh, we have a Marilyn Monroe that's just going to sing Happy Birthday. That was all she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's an improv now that we're going to work together for the next. I was like,
oh, John, just shut up.
I would love to walk back in and see her dancing as this woman's berating.
No, but the more bizarre part was when the wife was screaming at her and
yeah,
she's dancing.
And she's dancing,
it was
yeah.
just so, yeah, it was one of those, okay.
And now we're off to California.
Yeah.
Like someone put a bullet right in her head. Just do your job and get off. You know what I mean?
Can't make that stuff up.
But you know what it is? What really bothers me is like, they sit there and they just, I guess, you know what it is? Sometimes somebody told me it's a compliment if you make something look easy because then everybody thinks they can do it and then everybody wants to jump in. But when it happens like that with a girl that's supposed to just sing and she and that's it. And then she just decides. And it was always when I was getting the crowd back, she would come back up. So I'm starting from sea level again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, she had to do something, you know? But I mean, she literally stood next to me at one point. And she's like asking for the mic. And I just looked at her. And I said, I said under my breath, I go, get the fuck away from
you
me.
You talentless bag of shit. She was like, really, art imitating life. It's like, yeah. Just shut up. You did your thing. You skank. You did what you were supposed to do. Sit there and lump
she's
it.
She's got rocks in her shoes from the gravel parkway where she changed outside the back
you don't
outside the back of her car, you know?
In the cake.
Yeah. She's got a Honda CRX.
The hatchback.
The hatchback.
Yeah, she's changing.
Changing her shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
A little pebble stuck to the pantyhose.
Oh, what a mess.
But it's just one of those things where you're looking at the room. The women hate her now.
Yeah.
She's motorboating the guy, and the guy's loving it. And a lot of the guys. And if I was sitting there, if I was one of the guys, I'd be loving it too. She had a rack. I couldn't enjoy the rack because Roz was there. So I had to, like, you know, plus I'm trying to be professional. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was like,
exactly.
I'm messing around, but it was like, you know, the whole thing was just, oh, God. And then when it's over, I said, you know, I go, Roz, this is why, you know, private parties, you don't know what's going to happen. And, yeah, you know, you hope. You got to ask these questions. Are there going to be kids there? You know, what's the deal? You know,
is there a sound system?
Yeah, everything. She told me everything was. She was on the money with everything, except I should have asserted myself and said to the DJ, "You introduce me when she's done." It would have been more official, you know. Instead, I'm like, oh, "I'll just get up," you know. And then next thing you know, you got the freaking
free
girl on Percodan following you around.
Yeah, but even though she. You still did it with her giving the shitty introduction. You still got
she
it going.
She didn't give me an intro. I just took the mic from her.
Well, you did
her,
it with nothing,
just,
right? You know, went up there cold.
Yeah.
You still got him, but she had to, like, what is she doing? Why is she still sitting there?
That's what bothers me.
I'm like, what are you doing?
She wouldn't get up if it was slow. It's like, once I started getting the laughs, then she wants to get back into it.
Feels and I'm like, oh, I can join in.
Yeah. You did your part.
Yeah. I want to be part of the show. It's like, no, you're going to be found dead on your fucking bed. With a fucking bottle of sleeping pills in your left
Roy
hand.
In the chat room, I thought motorboating was the act of putting your head between the breasts. Yes, she was allowing him to motorboat her.
Yeah, she was grabbing guys' heads and putting them in her tits.
He was motorboating her, but she was pulling on the motor.
Oh, shit, man. That's great. So, what do you call it? Had a nice weekend hanging out at my pal's house. Won a few bucks playing poker.
Oh, good for you.
Over at the Kumia compound. Anthony from Opie and Anthony.
Right.
He's my pal now. Got invited to the Super Bowl party next week.
Sure.
You going to go?
I don't know. Beverly, she can't go real far because she got to get up early the next morning and stuff. So she might just be watching the game by herself. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any other...
snooze, you lose.
I haven't talked to anybody else yet. So, but yeah, I won about $450, a little cash game.
It's a high stakes, or...
It's 1-2 no limit, but some, you know, some of these guys,
the
they
pots
get a little,
get raised, huh?
They get raised pretty good. You know, $12 here, $15, sometimes a $75 push in. You do what you gotta do. You gotta be a man. You gotta take care of things.
All right. Sure.
But yeah, and I didn't watch the Grammys last
Grammys?
Night. You know what it is? Now with the live tweeting and Facebooking, it's if you either have to watch it and not be that person that tweets, or you just watch your Twitter feed and you'll know. Like, I know what happened last night at the Grammys, and I didn't watch one second of them. I watched the whole, heard the whole thing about Madonna and her kid and Metallica with the piano and robots and Stevie Wonder facing the wrong way. Whatever it was, I can't tell what was gags and
don't
what was
tell
not
him that.
No. But I don't know. I'm to a point now where award shows don't do it
the
for me.
The truth is, I used to tape them. You guys, I used to show. Remember?
Yeah.
The Grammys was the one good one because there's hardly any awards. It's all concert.
Right. You know? That's exactly
what... But they used to have a formula in them, and now the guy in the ledger pissed me off. He goes, they used to take an old act and a new act and put them together. I love that, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, not that I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, but they had Arturo Sandoval, this trumpet player, and he's playing with him, and it's a really good... You know, it's like I used to tape the stuff, and last night I think I taped one thing because I was just like, "There's nothing."
I want to listen to again.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Just and the robots. Yeah, it was just.
Yeah, what were these robots?
Daft Punk. They're like
DJs,
DJs, and
DJ producer dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's Daft Punk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never heard of Daft Punk before.
I've heard of them before, but I'm not into their music at all.
And
Alan Thicke and Chicago. It's like,
oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's
Robin
weird.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke. But it's like, who cares? Like, yeah. What is that? You know,
Chicago.
Yeah. No. Well, they used to have tons of stuff. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the tape I have? They had a Salute to Funk. They brought out Earth, Wind and Fire, Outkast, Robert Randolph Band, and then George Clinton and P-Funk.
Right.
And then they all played together. And it was just cool to watch, you know? They only do like a minute and a half
The thing that's cool that they're setting up is next Sunday, they're having a two-hour special
for the Beatles. That, yeah.
And what I'm hoping, because Sean Lennon, Yoko and Sean Lennon were in the, in the crowd.
They kept them a little separated from, did you notice?
They're a little bit.
It was about a school bus between them and Paul, Sir Paul and Ringo.
You're exactly right. But I want to see them play the Beatles songs and have Julian Lennon, Sean Lennon, and Danny Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Go up and play some songs.
Or Zach Starkey, too. He's a drummer. He plays with The Who. Ringo Starr's son.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
He plays with The Who now. When The Who tours, that's the drummer, Zach
No
Starkey.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, see, there we go. That's what I want to see. Bring all the kids up for one song. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's just cool because there's a thing, the Concert for George, we've talked about a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Eric Clapton, Tom Petty, Ringo, Paul, the original keyboardist that they had. I forget his name, the black guy.
Billy Preston.
He died. He died, But it was awesome, and that's what the Grammys used to be. That's why, you know, the Oscars, you could go, I go shit yourself. You know, the Golden Globe, I don't give a fuck. I mean, there's so many now.
There's, America Votes or...
People's Choice.
And then there's the kids fucking... Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but like Oscars...
Who cares about these...
If I saw the movies, I'd be more interested, but I don't see the movies
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Grammys is the one thing that you kind of want to see the mix of the
guy was all proud. He goes, oh, they didn't do that this year. They're finally getting it. They're getting it. It's all about the kids. It's all about allowance money. You know, that's what sells these records. So they're putting nothing but, I look at the list and I'm like, I don't really care about anybody I care about.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even tell you half of them are.
Well, that's because I think...
They tried by throwing Chicago in there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know...
And I dig like, Chicago.
Sly and the Family Stone and seeing him, what a wreck he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I taped that. I liked it. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes it's fun to catch a disaster, too, you know?
Now, what was it, Madonna and Yoko did something together? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they did, whatchamacallit? It was Macklemore... And
I heard about the Macklemore, like
Macklemore and
won like
Brian
a bunch of shit,
whatever. Yeah, it was that song about everybody being equal.
Right.
So then they had a whole row of people doing gay marriage, interracial.
Oh, was that with the Queen Latifah? I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they had all different people getting married, yeah.
But like legitimate or like in the, you know, like.
It's no, more, it was supposedly not legitimate, but they had a commitment ceremony. It wasn't legally.
Oh, okay.
But they had a commitment ceremony. This, you know,
within the song.
Put the ring on, yeah. During the song, Madonna sang that, and then Yoko.
They threw rice, and Yoko dove.
She started stomping on it.
they did the song, mm-hmm. the thing, and then, you know, because supposedly Queen Latifah is a big dyke.
She's a dyke, yeah.
Yeah,
she has to be. She's never.
My brother saw her at a restaurant, Libretti's, in East Orange. It's a really good Italian restaurant. And she was with like nine other women and like two guys. And he said the two guys were flamers and the women all looked like Queen Latifah. They were all big.
Yeah.
But they were very, you know, friendly and everything. He got a picture with her.
Yeah, she's from East Orange, I think,
yeah,
right?
Well, she's Newark. From Irvington.
She's from Newark. Okay.
Irvington, Newark, yeah. Yeah, but so they did commitment ceremony, and then Madonna sang part of that song, and then her, Alicia Keys, and Yoko Ono had the album of the year or something like that. They introduced the album of the year or whatever.
But did Yoko sing?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
oh,
she and that's another thing? Fucking thing. This asshole over here, Conti, actually likes.
I like you know, that
you know,
the song.
Circus. Plastic Yoko.
When
the Rock and Roll Circus.
Rock and Roll Circus.
The Dirty Mac.
When they're all up there.
Yeah.
I actually like it.
It's a great song.
It's a good
song. But I don't want to hear it. You know, she's,
I like what she does in it.
You know what? She is scatting. There's some kind of talent there. I can see why Lennon, there was something there. But when she sings actual words, you know. Have a merry day, Christmas. I don't want to
hear it. Shit. What do you think? You want to take a quick break, dude? We'll
settle in. Johnny O's here.
All right, cool. Did is Cousin Joe popping by here?
I don't know. He never called back, so.
All right, because I know you're supposed to meet him somewhere. So, all right, let's take a break and then we'll come back. We'll get into some other shit.
All right.
It's Conti and Kenny's show with Johnny O. We'll be right back.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God. What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
No. Not at all. No.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
CZW!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, I'm like, listen, man, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
We've always got something special on the menu here at Metal Breakfast Radio, whether it be death metal, punk, hardcore, industrial, poppadoms, kebabs, lambulti, pashwari naan, and would you like an onion bhaji for a starter? I seem to have strayed from my original brief somewhat, so in a nutshell, Metal Breakfast Radio is tasty, hot, and goes well with a few pints. Stream it or order a takeaway from RadioFreeSatan.com. Metal Breakfast Radio, where we open our arms wide to all the cultures of the world.
I defecate on his beard.
Ah, piss off.
Wait, hold on. We got something from Johnny O coming in on shortwave.
Bunch of slack-jawed faggots around here. Yep, with me.
There'll be some swelling.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
If you're not listening to The Conti and Kenny Show, what the fuck are you listening to?
Conti and Kenny Show. Fuck you.
Hey, this is Bonnie McFarlane. I'm checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. Right? Am I? Oh, I'm checking it out, or they are?
They are.
Okay, let me try it one more time. I've also checked it out. I'm also doing it. We're all doing it. We're all checking it out. The Conti and Kenny Show. Check it out. You are. Already.
I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
And you are checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. You can't mess up that one. I guess he gets that a lot, right? The Cunty and Kenny show. All right, this is Bonnie McFarlane, the Cunty and Kenny show. That's what you're listening to. All right, kids. Good. Bye. Am I still fucking recording? How do I turn it off?
I don't have to shut it off.
Cunty and Kenny are comedians who are equipped for docking and urinating and being somewhat disgusting.
I used to drive a bigger truck, right? So I can go into the back of the truck, and you could use like a Snapple bottle or water bottle. You can't use a soda bottle.
Did you ever masturbate in the back of the truck?
No.
No, you never did?
No.
Just like, you're like waiting to get, you know, like a, just waiting to get some time.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to pee and I have nowhere to go, and in the back of the truck, like a vitamin water, any of the ones with the bigger, you know, mouth on it. I can't do it with like a bottle of Pepsi. You can't. It's like I'm trying to shove it
you're
in there.
You're ruining Christmas presents.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to put a balloon on one of the fucking helium things on it with mine. I'm trying to blow up a balloon. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Rob, like, whoa, and it's like trying to clamp it on. You know what I mean? That would be the only way I'd be able to do it like that. I'd have to use my foreskin as like the launching thing.
You gotta dock a Mountain Dew bottle. That's fucking funny. You gotta pull it over and
pinch
it over.
Yes, I'd have to pinch it over, maybe take a rubber band and tie it around it so nothing squirts out the side.
The Cunty and Kenny Show.com.
Very nice. Welcome back, everybody. Took a little extensive break. It's a Cunty and Kenny show, of course.
We were just catching up with the pal.
A little bit, yeah, right? We got Johnny O here hanging out.
And anything they show in the chat room, I'll show right to
you.
Oh,
okay.
These guys are fucking aces.
Yeah, they're
soon
always.
As soon as you mentioned something.
So I didn't say it right. He motorboated her, but she was inviting him to motorboat, I guess. Yeah.
Who gives a shit, man? Fuck him.
She shook her tits in his face.
The phone number, if you want to call in, put the phone number in the chat, dude. I'll put it in this chat, too.
What is it, 287 Yuck It Up?
It's 240-HI-CNK. Which is 240-442-2635. We haven't had a phone in a while. We just had the Skype thing. So now we got the phone number. There's some people that want to give us a call. Let me put it in here, too. 240-442.
You know, it's funny. I haven't shaved in like a week.
Six.
And I
that's
shaved
a week?
Before.
That's a week?
No. I shaved before I got
that's
here.
That's what I did.
And now I'm like, oh.
I know. I'm raw.
With the winter.
Yeah.
I got sensitive skin, and it's killing me. It's like itchy.
Yeah.
I was actually going to keep it. I was actually going to keep the growth.
If you started off that sentence with, I shaved this morning, I would still, no, I... You haven't shaved in a week, or you shaved this morning, I wouldn't be able to tell.
If
you said, I did one or the other, I wouldn't know what to guess.
I used to, I shaved every day. But then I was like, oh, let me just see what happens here. And then it got itchy. I'm like, let me shave. I was going to actually show up with like a little bit of a, it's awful. I have dirt around here and in my neck. And it stops right at my jawline.
Depressing? I have to shave to look younger because it's more salt than pepper. You know? It's really...
Yeah, it just doesn't grow. Half of it's like either I don't know if it's getting blonde or gray, but you can't see it. It just has that.
Well, you
like,
know what's creepy when
sun?
You get older? When you shave and you get older and you're going gray, the first day and it's all black. For some reason, like it's the next day, all of a sudden
nutrients
you see all the way. Yeah. It looks like you know. Just you age.
Yeah, your body's got to take all the vitamins out of your hair to supply your intestines.
You got Johnny O's headshot
in
the chat.
The Scrambler put your headshot in there.
These fucking guys are on the ball.
Jeez.
See
you guys are on, these guys are on top.
Yeah. Yeah. They're awesome, man.
Brent, our producer, put the phone number in the chat. 240-442-2635. And don't forget to follow Brent, too. He's our producer. His Twitter is at WhiteAssBrent on Twitter. He's great. Colorado Dickhead. Yeah, he said he's called the show only like twice in like 5 years that he's been listening to the show. Which he has...
Well, we haven't had such a good number.
What?
Such
as
a
this one?
Fancy number, yeah.
We remember we had a 3302 cringe?
What was that?
We
was
had that
right.
for a while. Now we have a high CNK.
Love it. I love
it's
it.
Fucking terrible.
I love it.
I don't mind
what
it.
What is
but
it? High C?
High, it's 240 high, like as in hello, C and K. I don't know how we got it, but... hey, you guys want to hear this? It's Wiki How. I don't know. It's how to start doing stand-up comedy. Yeah, they give you all these steps. Learn, and let's see.
Be molested by your alcoholic uncle.
Yeah. Number
Come
one,
from
right?
A broken marriage.
No. This gives you like you know the way to get up there. I mean, it's really bad. I mean, some of it's like realistic, but. Write around 5 minutes of original material that you find funny and that you believe others will find funny, too. And then it goes through this whole thing, right? Then number two, find a comedy club where you could book in an open spot. Kiss everyone's ass you meet and friend them on Facebook. This may require some patience as some clubs have a long waiting list of acts. If no clubs are in your town, look into schools, talent shows. Oh, just unbelievable, right? Then they said, number three, rehearse. Learn your material inside out. Practice saying it out loud. This may seem uncomfortable at first, but it will help if you hear your spoken out loud. Most comedians try to rehearse alone or with their managers or club owners. No, that's not true. Most of us rehearse when we go up and do, whether it's a mic or a spot somewhere, and you get your material out.
I've
never rehearsed. I mean, we may be sitting around and be like, dude, I thought of a bit, and I would just say it.
You know, I was doing something in my bathroom mirror before I got here.
I had my girlfriend's brush in my hand, you know? It's just, number four, make sure the audience can hear what you want them to hear when you're up on stage. Listen to the MC and the other acts and note how loud they are and what they are holding. And where they're holding the microphone. No matter how crazy the audience goes, never yell. That will totally get them out of the mood and maybe even hurt their ears. What in the fuck are they talking about?
There's probably some hausfrau that, you know...
That's what this is!
Yeah, that wrote this.
Look at it, number five. Ready for this? Something that nobody ever does. Stick to your allotted time. This will really help you get more gigs. Most comics use vibrating watches so they know when their time is up without the annoyance of an audible alarm going off. Really? An audible alarm going off? Can you imagine that? Cuckoo, cuckoo. Thank you. Good night, folks. That's my time.
A light from the back of the room would never work.
The audible alarm is you're at a punchline and someone starts walking up on stage going, give it up for Kenny. Give it up for him.
Exactly.
That's your audible alarm.
Number six, keep a book with the dates of your gigs, your set list, and how each bit went.
Keep a pad by your pillow, so if I have a great idea in the middle of the night.
I actually have that.
No, I know, but I just
don't. The problem is it still has the wrapping on it. The cool thing. It still says Rite Aid, 99 cents.
I've never used it, but it's there.
Yeah, it says milk and eggs.
The cool thing about having a date book is that some club calls you and asks you to do a comedy act with them. You can say, "Oh, I'll have to check my date book."
It sounds like a Korean. It sounds like another country wrote it. Like they're bad English. To have a date with them at the club,
they will be like, "Whoa, they got a date book. Must be pretty successful. Yeah, see, works every time." Seriously, this is like. You would think this is like a gag, but this is really true. Number seven, rewrite anything that you think can be made funnier. Be real critical. If a bit really doesn't work, rewrite it or ditch it and write something that does. Repeat the process. Really? That's like telling a guy...
What are you, shampooing your hair?
They just fucking ask for feet. And number eight, ask for feedback.
Repeat, I get it.
From experience. I didn't get what he meant.
It was a late hit.
At least it hit.
Ask for feedback from experience acts. Yeah, yeah. Be a new comic and go up to Rich Voss and ask him, hey, what do you think of it, Ben? Watch the way Voss would... experience acts, most of them will, especially from this area, they'll smash your fucking head right in. They'll fucking verbally assault you. Number nine, be prepared for... Oh, my God. Be prepared for hecklers. Wonder how this is going to go. By that, I mean be prepared to act like a total baby when someone doesn't like your joke. Some people will not find you funny because you aren't. The big stars avoid most audience critics due to ticket prices discourage the casual dissenter. However, they still get soft hecklers, those who want their minute of fame. You, the aspiring comic, will have to deal with both soft and diehard hecklers. This may happen at any time, but is most likely after one of your punchlines has failed to entertain. When you are heckled, you can do one of three things. Let me hear this. The first is to ignore it and carry on, which is often the most sensible option for new comics who have no way of knowing whether the audience is with them or not. The second and third are both to make a response. You may either merely make a dismissive response or attempt to make a joke out of a heckler and their heckler. Try to avoid personal insults. They don't go down well. The best responses are those that win you the moral victory.
Or just smash your guitar over their head.
Is fucking terrible. The best is keep retorts short and sweet. If you think of a good one later, keep it in for the next time you hear a similar heckle. It's amazing how often the same heckle will occur. Shut up.
In the chat room, Hal's It's Advice from 1965.
It's terrible. So,
yeah.
Brent, some guy in Montana must have wrote this. Yeah.
It's WikiHow, but I'm trying to see what the name of the person is. And no offense, but it sounds like a chick wrote this. It really does, you know.
It does have a chickish...
Or it has that, like their English is their second language.
It doesn't say. Fuck, but it's like, really, man? Like, this is what it's come down to. It's like, hey, you want to learn stand-up comedy? Here's some 9 tips. It's like, no, have a bad childhood, have a fucked up fucking adolescence, and you'll probably end up being a comic or a songwriter.
If you can yuck it up at your Weight Watchers meeting, you can be a comic. If you're a real cut-up at the DMV, you're on your way.
When you and your friends are at a diner and the waitress is cracking up like crazy, you should try stand-up. When you make her a really happy, laughy waitress, shut up. It's a sickness. It's almost a disease.
If you've ever really pulled off a good best man speech,
easy. That's how I got into this. All right, I pulled off a best man speech, and then I said, I got to do this.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're a dick.
Well, your son, Roz and I went to a wedding that was one of the most bizarre weddings I've ever been to, and it was last summer. I better not say the date. And this really good-looking blonde girl, and the girl was at our wedding. Her mother is friends with Roz.
Okay.
And the girl, her boyfriend, starts crying as she's coming up the aisle. And that's the first sign. Are you kidding me?
The groom?
The groom is so happy. His tears are just coming out.
Like
he was like no. He was like no Sean Marino, just standing there bawling.
Yeah. Not like a little tear. Like he's
just
okay.
Like this is so great. He's crying. So then it was brutally hot. And the whole wedding party comes off of these air-conditioned buses, and we're all sitting there for like 20 minutes, and I had my suit on. I took my suit off. It was hot, humid as hell. So then we go into the reception, and it ends up this girl, they were all theatrical. The best man, fat guy with a beard, thought he was funnier than he was, but he's killing for these people, you know? But the girl gets up to talk, whatever it's called, the head bridesmaid, and she's got her back to the audience. And she goes, this is just for you guys. I just want you to know. And she starts talking real low. And all the old people go, we can't hear you. And finally she turns around and goes, it's not meant for you. I'm just saying this to them. And then she just keeps talking. But she's got the mic. So I just said to our table, then why do you have a mic in your hand? You know, if you're talking to them, why would you talk? It was so bizarre. She's talking to the mic. to tell them something secret.
And they're going,
forget all the other, forget the 250 people that are also at the reception. It was so freaking
because she had to make it about her.
Yeah.
She had to go and do a speech.
But the creepy part was
there
the
was
bride,
no speech.
The bride and the groom are looking at everybody like, why are you interrupting her? Like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
It was like, it was one of
how
those.
About when you hand the card with the $12 fucking check in it?
Yeah.
That's when you go, hey, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Don't make it, like, because first of all, can we stop with the best man and the matron of honor doing the fucking, doing speeches? Can we just have one? You know, because now it's become, all right, the third guy on table number six is going to come up and say something now.
Yeah, but
you
really
get a chance when the camera comes around the table to say a few things.
When you get older, you can I just like to look at everybody in the room, and you can tell how many weddings that they've been to. Because all the young girls are like, oh my God, it's Princess Di, you know?
Yeah.
And then you see like a 55-year-old Italian guy just sitting in the corner, like just jonesing for a smoke, rubbing his head, you know? And it's
he's
like,
got to take his shit. Yeah, he wants to go to sleep.
Like, it's just such
it's
bullshit.
It's just a waste of fucking money and his time.
I counted like 9 broken glasses on the dance floor. I swear to God. You would think after a while, hey, maybe we shouldn't bring the drinks out on the dance floor, you know? And they kept breaking them, and then they'd have to stop and clean the floor. It was so bizarre. I was like, oh, my God.
I got to do one for my brother's wedding in March.
Do they have the matron of honor doing one, too?
I don't know. I probably, yes.
Yeah.
But
let me just say, I love you, too. I think you both are awesome for each other. And this wedding is awesome, and I think you guys are going to have such a great, awesome life together, and I just want to say you're both awesome. Shut up. Just the same fucking thing.
But the problem
all
is,
the
is
time.
I already told my brother, my stepbrother, who's his best friend, is
best man.
Yeah. Co-best man. So we're both going to say a couple of words. Fine, sure. I told my brother, I go, they're going to expect something from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all know what I do. You know what I mean? They're going to think I'm going to blow the roof off the joint. I'm going after my brother, Scott. Let him go first, because at his brother's wedding, you know, he's
right.
done, I've seen him done. He's funny. He does a good job.
And he, you know, probably write out a nice speech.
He's
won't
funny.
Say awesome,
witty,
11 times.
And fine. And
awesome.
I told my brother, I go, listen, you're not getting any fucking material.
He wants you to.
I told him. Listen, I'm. I,
anybody
I
out
even,
there like watch television?
Yeah.
Give it up for the troops.
Yeah.
A toast to the children, because they truly are our future. You
guys, feel that heat out there today, huh? But I told him, I'm cool. I'm honored. I don't even have to say anything. No, I
See,
want
you.
You got to
have it in your head, though. You have. It, this is like tradition. You have to do it. So don't
I totally
feel
have
like,
to do it. No,
I was embarrassed. Like for our wedding, I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And then Roz goes, "We had to do the cake." And I said, "She goes, should we?" And I said, "Roz, if you put cake in my face, there's gonna be blood."
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
"Don't do it to me, and I won't do it to you." And I saw all my asshole friends come over. That's the only time they paid attention. And I gave her a little cake, and she gave me some cake. I'm not gonna do it. But, no. Then the hokey pokey and the alley cat. I took that out. I said, no one's doing that shit.
Nah, not anymore, man.
The hokey pokey
and the alley cat.
Well,
slide. There's certain things that are like just you know. And it's like,
yeah,
well, that's a tradition.
Slide,
well, then fuck all the tradition. We don't have to do all of them.
Right.
Yeah,
my grandmother.
I got a great tradition.
Family.
Have my wife come 50 minutes late for the ceremony.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. We were all sitting there going, holy shit. She came to her senses.
Yeah.
We didn't realize she fucking her face was blowing up in the house.
If you would have heard what was going on.
The stick really wasn't blue. No.
The last couple of pews with all of us sitting back there, man, we were fucking
yucking
it up.
We were fucking just hammering them. Yeah.
But, I have to do the speech, so I told him I'm just going to do heartfelt. Be like, hey, love you, brother, blah, 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 bang, and that's it. You know what I mean?
No, you know what? I'm just telling you. Do something funny, then do something heartfelt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you win.
But it's going to be quick.
Yeah.
It's going to be quick.
But do
huh?
both. I'm telling you. Don't just go for the laughs, and
don't
be schmaltzy either.
Yeah, yeah.
But say something from the heart, and then make a joke, and then everybody will go, that was great. You know what I mean?
Don't be like me at my brother's wedding. I did an 8-minute fucking best man speech.
Did you really?
I think it was 8 minutes. And just kept going and fucking hammering. I was it was almost a roast. I was hammering my brother. It's just, when I have an opportunity to smash my brother across the mouth,
see, you
should have
resisted that because Are people saying? Did people complain?
People loved it. People loved it. Yeah, because it was just a.
I was going to tell one quick story about how my brother. He's very generous, very cool dude. And when we were little, I don't know, he must have been 3 or 4. We went and got Toby's hot dogs from the hot dog truck, and we're going Christmas tree shop.
Yeah.
So we go over there, and there's a Santa Claus, and this is back when you could light a 55-gallon drum on fire.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
As there's the thing.
Yeah, black guy singing soul around the fucking garbage can.
So the Santa Claus is sitting there, and he's trying to get warm over this 55-gallon drum on fire, and my mother and, you know, this time they could leave us. We're hanging out with Santa Claus by a fire pit.
Right.
They're going to look for a tree.
Wait, you believe in Santa still, or?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think at this time,
if you're under 10, you still, yeah, I think,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and my brother's maybe 4 or 5 or something like that, so I was probably about 6 or 8.
Santa somewhere. Keeps his medicine in a paper bag.
Yeah. So it really was that, and he's got his hands over the fire, and my little brother walks up, and he's got half a hot dog, and he was just being generous to Santa Claus, so he goes and gives his half a hot dog to Santa Claus. And Santa Claus grabs it, looks at it, and then fucking chucks it into the fire.
Oh, shit. He was a bell ringer Santa, right? He was not a happy Santa.
No, he was just sitting there trying to, schmuck, some drunk, dressed up, man. And he just fires it right into the flames. My brother's like, what the fuck happened?
That's great.
Clay, I'll never forget it. And then I'll say something how I love him.
Yeah, so, but the, with the comedy thing, there's so much more to it, and now, I mean, there are comedy, not like a class you could take at a comedy club, but there's like courses
online
now.
Online course, oh,
courses,
yeah.
In like, you know.
Oh, in colleges.
In colleges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand, like, you know, it's not a writing. It's not like, you know, like a writing course. It's like stand-up comedy.
When we started out, and we all started around the same time, there was a guy, I'm not going to say his name. And all he did was do Dom Herrera. He goes, but I mean that in a good way. He just kept doing that, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. But I mean that in a good way. And you know, obviously.
Do I know him?
I don't want to say his name. I don't want to start World War III. But the point is,
five
years ago, Carucci told me he gets some flyer in the mail, like Union County College. He's teaching a
course. Teaching
class.
A course.
Hang on. 2 seconds. You're going to tell us who it is. Hang on. Turning the lights off. Holy shit, I can't believe
you realize
I couldn't remember his last name, and Kenny did, so.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else.
Do you realize
else?
How annoying that is for the listener?
I love that. No. I love the fact
that
they're annoying.
It drives them fucking I guarantee it drives them crazy, because they're not sure who we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my. Really? So he's teaching a class in
he
like.
He was. Carruth
like
told
in a,
me this.
In a college somewhere?
Yeah, like Union County College, wherever. What county is Clifton? Union? Or Passaic County? I don't know.
This is Passaic or whatever, Bergen. I could be fucking Stephen Hawking's teaching, you know, evolution, you know?
No, how to make a layup. That's the equivalent, you know?
Wow. Yeah, there's just, it's like anything else now, because everything is overexposed and you see everything.
There's a boom right now, isn't there? I think
there is, too.
And you know what it is? Roz has a friend, a comedy boom.
Comedy boom?
I think so. This seems like there's just, it's not the number of clubs, but the number of things, because there's so much TV, there's so many channels now, they got to fill them, you know?
Yeah.
But Roz has a friend who just took a class in Manhattan, and it's like she's telling me, I told her about my life, and she said, it's a sitcom, you know? And I'm thinking, yeah, after you pay $500, she's going to tell you, yeah, it's a sitcom.
Everybody's
I mean?
Fucking like, life is a sitcom. Yeah. You know how to write it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a sitcom. Yeah, see the problem, I guess, if there is a boom, being that I'm getting back in, that it's not so much paid stuff, it's just the amount of stuff. The paid stuff has dried up. You know what I mean? Hasn't it?
I think. Well,
the good just, paid stuff, the club
gig. It seems
gig,
to me that, like, you know, you need a big fat credit to be a headliner, and if you're a feature, these clubs would rather pay a local guy who's average than pay for you to fly out. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's getting tougher now. So
yeah, you need it's all about like having a niche or whatever. And it's completely about numbers. It's all about who you know how many people you can draw. That's why, I mean, and with all the vehicles now, even MTV, you know, the old gag is they don't do videos anymore, but there's so many shows on there.
Yeah, they're all
there's a bunch of comics.
Guy code, girl code.
Yeah, but you can't be over 23 years old to get on that fucking show.
I know.
It's a young man's game.
It's a young man's game on that.
Yeah, it's nonsense, you know.
Well, we should bring up the Sendoni thing, my one as well. Well,
And we have another one. We think that this guy actually, Brent actually found it, and fucking Johnny O is
one. You're talking
about Johnny O is one of the guilty ones that was. He was so angry with the Sendoni shit where he was like, he's like, you guys stop playing it, you know. Remember the Sendoni when he put out? Yeah, well, what we did was we brought it to the show. We were playing clips of it, and we came up with a contest, and for anybody to send in,
because we started doing his jokes, but our own made, you know, like
I gotcha,
made like, hey, right. I grew up in Queens.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but he's got more.
I still remember. Yeah.
But he's got it on the internet.
No, he is,
and he's added shit. He adds sound effects, not just the
this is
applause.
The sad part. He hounded Chips. He goes, can you get me in touch with Adam Sandler? And he gives him this tape. And so Chips is thinking, he goes, God bless Chips. Yeah. He's listening to it. And the guy's like, Mike Town, you know, we
didn't go trick or treating. We went out trick or beating.
And you hear, you know,
yeah.
it's a soundtrack.
Absolutely.
So Chips goes, well, it sounds like he's doing pretty good. And I said, Chips, that's a recording. He's So then he goes, because this is bad. I go, dude, it's horrible. You know, it's bad.
What was he playing on, a Victrola?
No, he had, you know what he had? Like, he had a good, you know, it was like, it wasn't like, you know, and then nothing. It was like a, you know, he would build up and then go down, like a tide, you know. So it was professionally done, whoever did the sound, the laugh track, whatever. But
so we did this contest. Dude, check out, and we end up, we got to play for him.
Yeah, well, right? play the real one. Play one or two of the real ones. And then play our contestants.
Oh, okay. Let me just get a Sendoni real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Just play.
It'll take 2 seconds, dude. He's all over YouTube. And
why? Because everybody's laughing at it now.
No, because he put it out there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he put it out there, dude. And so we have two and maybe even more entries for the soundtrack, dude. For the contest. But dude, you know what else he is now?
You know why he's mad at you? Because I said this is—it's bad luck. Just listening.
He got so mad.
It's like it might be contagious. What were you gonna say, Joe? I'm sorry.
That he's one of those truthers, 9/11 truthers.
Oh.
It's an inside job.
Oh boy.
Yeah, all these people are fucking following me. Obama is Osama bin Laden. He's a fucking. So not only is he a retard, but now he's a fucking nut. I can't. Hold on.
Where is he, though? I mean, is he within shooting distance?
That's why I'm not sure.
They're getting harder and harder to fucking find. And I think, all right, part 12 of 13. We'll do this. These are the tracks now. This is the one on. It's from that CD.
And this is him that shows this music.
So what? Okay. Each one now is a little clip. So he's added the fucking the Stooges thing, right? It's just terrible.
But Joe gets obsessed with this.
Oh yeah,
music.
Yeah. But listen to our contestants.
All right.
It's a crazy world, I'll tell you. Since 2001, we've had the World Trade Center bombings. Things have been out of control. The CIA creates a make-believe enemy, Osama bin Laden.
Pause it real quick.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Listen to him. Listen to his lips.
And I was about
slip.
To say he was smooth when I heard that was horrible. You see the way he just went.
Yep.
It's like it was, dead. Like everybody in the room just stopped clapping at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
There were five men who posed as Osama bin Laden in a Taylor Bull photo shoot.
What? I don't get it. I didn't even
and
know.
And one of the men in the photos with his hand raised like he's pledging allegiance was none other than Barack Obama. And to make matters worse, you got former President George Bush putting up a $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden's capture. Is it any wonder why...
Did you hear that? After his capture? Listen after he says capture here.
Here it is.
Bin Laden's capture. Is it any wonder why they can't find the guy? He's hiding in plain sight. Osama bin Laden, he's hiding in the White House.
This guy's crazy.
Now, before I continue, are there any men in black out there listening here tonight? Because I got to tell you, I'm getting a little sick and tired of you guys following me around the country. I mean, it's getting to be like an episode of Seinfeld. I've got FBI Director Mueller and his assistant Damaris breathing down my neck, who look more like George Costanza and Cosmo Kramer. Why don't you guys get a real job, like in Burger King or McDonald's? And then you can learn this phrase. Would you like fries with that shake, Mr. Sindoni?
By the way, what McDonald's or Burger King person knows your fucking name, you fucking idiot?
All right, let's not do this.
Sorry, you're very angry.
This is a cry for help.
Things are out of control.
Here we go.
It's a crazy world.
One.
It's a crazy world, I'll
Two.
Tell you. It's a crazy world.
Three.
He thinks that's going to be his catchphrase.
Okay, that'll
be his catchphrase.
That's his catchphrase,
right?
It's a
crazy world. It's a crazy world. No, it's a crazy world.
This is the best.
We won't dissect it. Let's just play our contestants.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. You know what's weird about them? Well, I noticed no one wears watches anymore. Because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up. The other day, my friend asked me if I wanted to race in a biathlon. I said, wait a minute, biathlon? I only like women. You just can't make this stuff up.
But theirs are even so much better.
Yeah, they are better. Yeah.
Growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving. I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day. I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
That
was
good. How brilliant is that?
That was good.
He's even doing he even threw in like a New World Order conspiracy joke.
And a couple of lip smacks.
And a couple of lip smacks, I noticed that too. Yeah, we have two of them so far, and we have one that came in today that Brent found. We played a clip of this dude, right?
Wait, but how old is this Sindoni thing? Is old, but yeah. It's on YouTube now, is what you're saying?
Released. Put on YouTube, yeah. It was on Laugh.com. He put it out in like 2006. Oh yeah, dude, this motherfucker put it on Laugh.com. If you go to Laugh.com and put "It's a Crazy World," you'll see his CD.
Wow.
So, Brent found one of these guys, and it's. He was did a video when we played it. Remember I told you it was a contestant? But it really wasn't a contestant. It was some fucking idiot who's got this video. But he's got another one. And, dude, it sounds like he is doing a contestant, all right? Because it's called Ben Jabola. That's his name on Twitter. Bombing in the Basement, all right? Brent edited it down a little bit, but...
But he's doing an homage to the knucklehead.
We're not sure.
Oh.
But this guy, it sounds like he is. It almost sounds like this guy fucking heard the, found out about the show, and he just made another one. Check this fucking weirdo out.
Yo, I used to be a stand-up comedian, right? And I used to do open mic nuts. And then selling open mic comedy to your parents might be hard, but what might be harder is selling sex work to your parents. You can't come to your dad and say, Dad, I want to be a sex worker. Dad, I've been working on the open mic sex worker scene. I went to this bar, Dad, and this guy fucked the shit out of me. And when I say fucked the shit out of me, I mean he put his penis in my bum and he fucked the shit right out of me, right? So, and then he invited me to this bar. It's out of town, Dad, but you're an open micer and you gotta go on the road as a sex worker. And if you're gonna be a sex worker... Oh man, this is terrible.
Dude,
he didn't even have a laugh track. He just paid two people to sit there.
I think he took the sounds and then made it into a laugh track with the people.
It's close. It's close. It's not exactly.
But this dude's a fucking weirdo. And this is a new one and because Brent had found it. So it almost sounds like he put it in for the contest.
Yeah, with it's the, almost there. Almost
yeah,
there.
But yeah, we have that. We had another one with the Fat Lazy Fuck.
Sure, play that one.
This one is another actual legitimate contestant.
But wait, what? But imitating Shindoni.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Did it and sent it right to us. Yep.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat. What do they think? Gasoline's food?
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City?
Just random sound effects.
Children laughing.
Children laughing.
Children laughing.
I went to the video store to rent Ocean's 11. I realized I hadn't seen the first 10. Get out of here.
And then, see, that was his catchphrase.
Yeah.
Everybody has a catchphrase.
It was fucking great, man.
Yeah, so any new entries, send them to...
Conti and Kenny at AOL.
Yep.
Or just... tweet us and we'll, whatever, but you can send it to us. And what do you call it? Patty is making one. Our fan.
Is she yep. going to? Yeah.
She said that there are some. She said there's a few MLR hosts that want to make one.
Oh, please!
Yeah, how great would that be? Awesome. I don't know who she's talking about, but yeah. So we figured instead of just smashing him, we made the the
yeah
little contest.
No, that's good.
I'm glad you were.
There's company in the bunker.
Let's see. The comedy alarm just went off. Okay, they were talking about having the alarm. They asked us if our watch ever vibrated. No, I never had a watch. I never fucking watched the light or anything. I was notorious for going over the light when I first started.
Were you really?
Yeah. Because the first couple times.
Oh,
I did.
That's true.
Yeah.
It
never fucking went away.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, yeah, I'm 29 minute Conti. I'm doing a fucking feature spot. 29, I'm done. Take care. Fill in the last fucking minute with the host. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. So, hey, what are you doing for Super Bowl?
I'd love to just go somewhere, but I think Roz's sister and boyfriend are gonna come over. So
that's cool.
I guess we'll hang out. I'd like to take him out somewhere if there's something going on. You know, it was a great place to go just to hang out on a like during the football season. You know, J&R Cigars.
Yeah,
there's stores all over Jersey.
East Hanover.
Yeah, there's one on Route 10.
Yeah,
but they're all over. But they're the last of the. They actually have you can smoke cigars in the bars. They have bars in there.
I didn't realize there was a bar in there.
Yeah, there's a bar and it's a restaurant.
They call it a cigar bar, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually they sell perfume. It's an outlet for cigars and perfume. So they have stuff for women, and men. It's a store, but then off to the side, it's all like, that mahogany. What is that? The old Bavarian looking wood.
Yeah.
But they have a nice bar, but you can smoke. So if you just want to sit and watch a game and smoke just a cigarette, you can smoke a cigarette and have a drink. You know what I mean? Without having to go to fucking, without having to go to Iowa, you know, wherever the hell's the last state that lets
exactly.
You. Yeah, but that was fun. But that's what I like to do. I like to, you know. But
can you smoke cigarettes in there?
Yeah,
too?
That's the whole point. You can smoke cigarettes. You can smoke anything. Well, not anything. They threw me out once with a bong, but but I would like to just go out somewhere for a half and then go home. You know. But
yeah.
I might have, you know, I might be stuck in the house. But if I am, if you guys aren't doing it, if you want to come by, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I'll find out.
I went to one of Johnny O's Super Bowl parties and brought my girlfriend at the time, years ago, Michelle. And he got like $200 worth of food and or from the Italian restaurant. It was heating up for like 7 days.
Yeah. No, I should have put it in the oven, and I just put the flame.
Put the sternos underneath.
The sternos, which takes like...
My girlfriend.
That's to keep it warm, yeah. You don't cook it with sternos.
Starving. And the guy, Wayno, was there, and he had one of the worst body odor pit stinks of all time. And he just was, you know, just getting way too close to everybody. You know what I mean?
It's the
just
worst. When you got that and they're just like on top of you, you know, somebody who's just comes right out of the shower and smells great. You can't even.
One of the best Super Bowl parties I ever went to was in a, it was on it, the top of a auto body place in Elizabeth, the industrial part of Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I guess whoever owned the building
had
like a social room kind of a thing. I guess he let Sun take it over for the day or whatever. They had like, you know, a blackjack table, a poker table.
Really?
Huge,
real
giant
money?
Yeah, real money, absolutely. Like 12 or 18 feet of sub against the back wall. It was all painted nice. There was beer mirrors and all kinds of shit.
The best
like
Super Bowls were when you were young. When I was younger,
because
they would just seem like the parties were just like a guy's older brother would buy a TV and return it the day after the Super Bowl, and everybody would just go over there and go crazy, you know?
Yeah, whoever I guess owned the auto body shop. This was a, like not a social club, but it was like somebody's man cave, but for like a lot of
you know what I mean.
It was cool, man. Big, huge leather couches, giant screen TV. You could lounge on the couch, watch the game. You could play some cards. You could eat. There was all kinds of shit going on. I'm like, this is a fucking great party.
I'm trying to understand.
What?
That's a fucked up... I would love to fucking go to like one of those.
Well, yeah, but this
the only
was...
closest thing was we used to go to Watson's apartment, and we used to play poker. During that, but to sit there and actually be like a little casino.
Literally, this was probably the size of four of these rooms. Take your master bedroom and multiply it by six. That's how big this room was.
Wow.
It's a huge second floor of this warehouse kind of a building.
Yeah, almost like the top of a firehouse.
Exactly. And they just turned it into this giant man cave. And there was probably about, I don't know, 30 or 40 guys. I knew probably three quarters of them.
Wow.
You know what I mean? From the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Friends of friends. And we had a blast. Had an absolute blast. We were all in our...
I can remember back in the day, my buddy's father, the night that Tyson fought Holyfield and bit his ear, we went to an Italian social club in Newark, and they had the fight. I don't know how, but they had the fight. And they had on a huge screen, but it was in the basement of the club. So it had a bar on one end, you know, big screen, you know, like it was like a hunting lodge, you know, with the leather chairs, you know, and it's like, and that's what that JNR reminds me of, because it's like, that's what it is. It's all, if you don't sit at the bar, there's another area where you can sit at tables.
Little tables.
But
and
they have all these
chair.
Other rooms where you can go and just sit on those big leather couches with the big screens.
Have a brandy and
yeah,
cigar,
you can do whatever you want. Yeah, and you can smoke. Everybody's smoking. So it's just cool to go there just to, you know. During the football season, you go to a J&R, I'm telling you.
I'm
going to
check that out, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd go there on Super Bowl, though. It's going to be too crowded.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go to my buddy's house in the long
Who do you guys want, anyway? I'm rooting for Peyton Manning, aren't you?
I think so.
I don't mind Seattle.
I'd like to see him get whatever that props is, whatever
that because, special. Yeah, because all right now, all you hear about is... Yeah. You know, he's the best regular season quarterback of all time.
He's got to beat that monkey. Right.
Yeah, and I think if he gets this, he's solidified. He's done.
Yeah.
Two Super Bowl rings, you know, two out of three. He's, you know, been to three Super Bowls, wins two.
Yeah.
You know, record books. I mean, you know.
What attaches me to Peyton Manning is we're the same age, and he's playing in the Super Bowl, and I have a hemorrhoid, and I'm unemployed.
Well, so at least you're rhyming with all of your illnesses.
I feel compadre.
Simpatico. You feel simpatico.
Compadre. Fucking same age as me. I got a hole in the bottom of my sneaker.
Yeah, he just bought like 100 Papa John's. You know that, right? He bought like 100 fucking, like a shitload of franchises. Like, really, dude? Do you need that many?
Well, you know why? He does those commercials, and he probably figures instead of taking, he doesn't need the cash, he'll take it out and trade, right? He's got stock or whatever. He's something for the future.
Yeah.
I know, because he might be struggling in 10, 15 years.
Yeah, really.
These fucking guys.
But I like Peyton Manning.
Don't no, I don't mind him. You know, I mean, he's definitely more likable. Although I have to say, as much as I hate Tom Brady and I'm a Jets fan, but I watched that thing, that 30 on 30 about him, about coming into the draft. If he was any other fucking team, he'd probably be my favorite player.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, the guy, he is
the
ultimate underdog.
Yep.
I don't know how it is that him being that much of an underdog is the most hateable player in the NFL. Like, hateable as you know, not like personally,
right,
but
right.
The guy with the number, you know? It's like, you know, everything about him, he wasn't even to go 199th. I think he was the 199th pick, like sixth round, and nobody thought he was going to be anything, you know? And he was just a lanky, skinny kid. He wasn't fast. And he's...
That's crazy, though. Think about it.
Dude, I mean, they went through all the quarterbacks that were picked before him. You got to watch the 30 on 30. It's called the year of the quarterback.
I've only seen parts of it.
Wait, there's two of them, because the other one was the 83
with
draft.
Marino. Yeah. I've seen that
this
one, yeah.
This is the 2000, where I think they call it the year of the quarterback or the quarterback
No, the year of the quarterback, I thought, was the other one.
The 83 with like the four or five future Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I forget, but it's something quarterback. And, dude, it's amazing. They're going through all the guys. Like, the one dude that the Niners took over him, he was like this. It's not like,
do you remember any? I forget what year that was. Who? Give me some other names. You remember anybody?
The one guy's name was like Gina Fazzulli or something. I'm trying to think. It was a 2000. It was a 2000 draft. And it was six quarterbacks picked before him. And Drew. No, not Drew. Drew. I forgot, but like one guy is like made it into the league and had like a career,
right?
But like hardly anything, dude. They were all like just one guy played two games. the one guy was picked on the Steelers. It was,
It's definitely a crapshoot. But you never know who's gonna like work really hard.
And it's also, I think it's Brady went into a system that was very conducive for a guy with his skills. It's almost like my brother. We're watching Geno Smith. We're Jets fans, and we're watching Geno Smith this year. And, you know, and I go, but, dude, how do you tell if a guy is going to be real good after his first year? And he goes, look, you want to compare him to Tom Brady? You look at Tom Brady, and when he first started in the league, it's almost like Tom Brady was brought up in a beautiful neighborhood. Geno Smith, like, is, like, literally going into the ghetto. Like, in football-wise. Like, into a season where,
he
got their
dog.
Shit beat out of him. No fucking players. And Brady was in there, and it was like, hey, you know what? It's a great system. He's got the time. He goes back. Boom. Would hit players.
One of them, Chad Pennington.
Yes, Chad Pennington. That's right. I think he was one of the...
He had a decent career.
I think he was like...
Giovanni Carmazzi.
That's the guy, yes. Yeah, the Niners took him. The guy played two games.
He's now managing the Papa John's.
That's fucking funny.
Make it the Pigs.
Chris Redman.
Yeah, he was the I think Pittsburgh... Was Ravens. It the Ravens?
T. Martin.
That's the guy.
Went to the Steelers.
Went to the Steelers. Did play...
Mark Bulger,
that's right. Yep, and he ended up with the Rams for a while. Backed
Spurgeon
up.
Wynn.
Yep, Spurgeon Wynn. Yep, another guy.
Cleveland Browns. And then
nothing.
Brady.
Nothing, dude. Like 190.
So that was a bad draft, too, for quarterbacks. Right?
Yeah.
Especially if your name is Spurgeon.
Well, I mean, if you think about it,
or Giovanni Carmazzi.
Well, if you think about it. Brady, Pennington, and Bulger. Bulger wasn't a bad QB. Pennington was pretty good.
Yeah,
and then you have this fucking Hall of Famer, you know?
Pennington went to the Miami, and then what? You just kind of you get hurt or something?
He's had two shoulder surgeries. You know, the Jets got rid of him when they picked up Favre.
Right, right.
And, you know, and then he, the next year, fucking, he went to the Miami, and he won the fucking division, went 11-5.
Yeah.
Put it right in the Jets' ass.
All right, you're happy Rex is still there?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's better than breaking everything down.
Yeah, starting over from scratch. See what happens. Yeah,
let's see him with the they're $40 million under the cap, and they can go out and get a lot of offensive talent. Let's see what happens.
But there's going to be a quarterback competition, right?
I think so. They're going to get somebody that's going to be a legitimate backup, you know, to at least, you know, push him, you know?
Did you see how they fucking erupted? When they found out Rex was coming back?
They love him, dude.
They do love him.
The team went apeshit. Like they won the fucking...
Yeah, like they won a fucking... Like they won a playoff game, yeah.
Woody Johnson just comes in and goes, yeah, he's staying. Woo-hoo!
Yep. I don't know if they actually went like... I don't know if it was a woo-hoo with the finger like that.
But
they had a couple of guys. They were very happy. But yeah, I guess look, I'm looking for one more $100 fucking... I'm looking for a $100 fucking Super Bowl box. I got like one where I got a, like a $20 box.
You know your numbers are already?
No, oh, I only have the
filled
one.
Up yet.
But I'm looking for $100 Super Bowl box. I got to make a call. I think I know a guy.
I don't have any boxes.
I had it 2 years ago, the $100 box.
You need to know where there is one? Yeah. And, there's a couple of bars I know of.
Oh, really?
Doing that. They're up by Roz's old place in Yonkers.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Really
maybe
nice bar, though, so I trust it. You know?
Yeah, because it makes it more. I mean, it's always a cool
always
game.
Always when you have a couple of even if it's $5 in a box, yeah. Makes the games like
yeah sure.
Denver and Seattle, I kind of don't give a
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, exactly. Right.
But if I've got $20 whatever in a box, you know what I mean? I'm watching that fucking game, or if, you know, you just go.
But
straight
you can do
up
you can go on like if you have a friend of yours that like bets with bookies, you could do those prop bets. You could do a bunch of prop bets, which are like, will there be a will there be a fumble recovery? And you put $8
will
on
Janet
it.
Janet Jackson's titty pop out.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, 18-1. And you could do a bunch of those bets. So you can you write them down. You know, it's like who will score the first touchdown? Who, you know, who will score the most touchdown? Who will be MVP? You could do a bunch of those. You know, it might cost you $50. But you do a bunch of bets, and it makes it a little more fun to watch. You
totally
know?
Does. When I don't have a team involved, you got to put money on it. Otherwise,
Yeah, like
I'm
last year, I didn't care. I just wanted to see, a good. I always watch it. I don't care who it is. You just want to see a good game. And plus,
yeah, you
want to
be.
Cool
if you don't care, you want to be entertained.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'll be honest. If it's a blowout and the Broncos are killed, I'm going to be pissed because I want to be at least go into the half with some drama.
Yeah,
you know what
just,
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you got the number one offense versus the number one defense.
Yeah, it's
I
a don't good matchup.
I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah. If it's a neck and neck game, you just basically when someone
and
scores,
Peyton's going to win that because his neck is long.
When someone scores, you're not like yes, you're like oh shit, and then someone else scores,
right,
you're like,
right.
Oh, shit, yeah. What a play. And you could actually just sit there and
but
go,
you wanna, you,
that was
just,
a good game.
Yeah, at this point, you just want to be entertained if you don't have a dog in the
absolutely,
race.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yep. Yeah, it would be cool. See Peyton get the monkey off
I hate
his
to
back.
Say but I was more excited about the Super Bowl being at the Meadowlands when they first announced it than I am now. It's like, it doesn't mean shit to
I'm
me.
Not going anywhere
I'm not
near.
Going. There's no reason to go. Yeah, you would avoid that area.
Don't
you're
go anywhere
crazy
near that
to go
area.
Near
well,
there.
That's my only thing. If I decide to go to Anthony's house, I'm going over the George Washington Bridge.
You got
to
go by.
If I go 80,
yeah,
I should be fine.
You should
right?
be fine.
Oh,
80.
Yeah.
Don't want to go near 17, the Turnpike.
Route 3, Christ.
The Turnpike or...
These are all roads around Giant Stadium.
Right around the MetLife Stadium. We're sitting there throwing out numbers.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, we take Tutty Tree.
Make a right on the Clark right. Street, yeah, and then you go all the way down to Louisiana Ave.
Crescent Street. Don't forget, we
got
to go to Crescent Street.
It's got that little U-turn thing.
Yeah, right over to the left. Yeah, you go to Moonaki Avenue, you pass the trailer park, you keep going, you're in Little Ferry.
You'll see Steve sizzling steaks. You keep going.
Now, there's a place where it used to be a deli, but they're not there anymore. You go to there, you make a left. Well, what's there now? Don't worry about it. It used to be a deli. What the fuck are you talking about? Is what's there now? I don't even know. Quick check.
If you get to the Best Buy over there by the gas station, went too far.
Oh, okay.
Then you got to make an illegal Jew turn.
You got to turn it around and go back the other way.
When I was a broker, this guy, I'm coming back from lunch with this, I don't want to be racist, but it was this old Jewish guy. The car pulls up and asks for directions to get to the parkway. And we were on Colfax Avenue in Clifton.
So it's right around the corner.
I'd like to go by there, just stare at the place. So at any rate, he starts giving these long-winded directions. And I'm standing there going, I didn't interrupt. But I wait after the guy leaves, I go, why don't you just tell him to go right down here? And he goes, oh, sure, if he wants to pay the toll. I was like, holy shit.
Jesus.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's how he would have this guy like get lost to say, and back then it was only a quarter.
My friend, I told it on the air. I think it was somewhere in Nutley. A friend of mine knew somebody, his dad owned a gas station in Nutley somewhere, right on a corner, like off of Franklin Ave or wherever. And it was back in the day where everybody, if you were lost, where did you pull into? You pull into a gas station, a very busy area. And he found out that his old man, whenever anybody came...
Give him the wrong direction?
No, he wouldn't give him the wrong directions. No matter what they were looking for, two lights make a left. They would come up and be like, you know where it is? Yeah, two lights make a left. Turn around, walk in. No matter what they were looking for.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if people would turn around and come back and be like, yeah, I'm in the park. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But he would just... Because I guess if you're trying to run a business where you're working
it's
on cars...
over and over and over.
You know, you get 50 people a day coming looking for something. Two lights make a left. So it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking with easy. People.
Days before GPS.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like... whatchamacallit, all the shit you had to do, the book work to get somewhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you know, a girlfriend's, you know, someone you're going on a date with to pick
them
up.
Dude, I have fucking maps.
Maps, yeah, even before the internet. You know what I mean? Where you had to look up a fucking map.
Yeah. How many times I had to go get a map to get blown?
If you gave a kid a map today, they wouldn't know what to do.
But I'm a weird... I love maps. Like, I love looking at, you know, whether it's a map of... The country. I just love the fact you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, but you're good at he has a very good sense of direction.
Direction, yeah.
He always knows where he is or he figures it out. He got lost once with me. You were lost for about 12 seconds and you figured it out. And I was just like a puppy looking out the window like, you know, I had no clue.
But, you know, I'm driving a lot and sometimes you don't know where the fuck you are. But like, or sometimes you make a wrong turn. You're like, I don't know where. And then you figure it out, you know. But now with GPS... There's no reason for anybody to ever have to pull over.
Well, what about when I first moved into my house years ago?
Okay.
And we were in a car and we were literally, I live in Woodbridge, like Ford's area. And we were in South Amboy. Yeah, the house I live in now, still same one. We were literally, I would say 7-8 miles away. 15 minutes at the most, and I was shit wrecked. We had to get back on the parkway by the turnpike.
Oh, shithead was just barking out fucking lefts and rights.
And it took us like about 45 minutes to an hour to get home. Five minute drive.
If you would have had Google Maps on the inside of your eyelids, we might have got there on time.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were just like, yeah, don't worry about it. Go and I'm driving over the turnpike like three different times.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why do I keep looking at the turnpike?
Because I would see something that looked familiar, and then I would guess.
I've done that too. That. You think but you're not sure which side of the road you should be on. So you drive for 5 minutes, and then you do a U-ey, and then you go back to the spot where you feel safe again. Yeah. But you're still going.
Hey, do you remember I got that weird voicemail? When, hey, mommy, this is dad. And remember that voicemail I got?
Yeah, the fake one.
No. That was a real one.
Oh, that, no.
All right, here, I'll play it, right?
This is a wrong number, though.
Yeah, wrong number, right?
Calling you.
But it's the oddest voicemail ever. Here.
Freddie, this is mommy. Please call me. Who is supposed to take me to the doctor? Call me, let me know. Please.
Now that guy just died of diabetes.
You don't have to worry about him calling you again.
No. Okay. No.
Oh, he called again.
Last week.
Are you shitting me?
I got another one.
Play the first one again.
All right, here, I'll play it again.
Freddy, this is Mommy. Please call me. Who was supposed to take me to the doctor? Call me, let me know, please.
And how long ago was that?
This was, I would say,
the first one.
6-8 months ago.
Okay. Still kicking. Took him 8 minutes to hang up the phone.
Yeah. That's why I left it there.
Yeah, there's no, he's still got a house line.
Week and a half ago, another voicemail. Ready? Same person.
Ready, this is Mommy. Call me because I'm going home today. Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Because he was in the hospital the whole time.
He was in the hospital, yes.
And apparently, nobody picked him up. I can't tell if it's a woman, a guy.
Franny or Grammy?
It sounds like Freddy or, hey, Freddy, this is Mommy. And
that's a man, though.
Is that a guy?
I thought so.
I don't think it's a guy or an old black woman, like a very old black woman.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Freddy, this is Mommy. And, dude, they keep calling me.
Creepy.
And somebody needs to pick up their grandmother because I'm not doing it. Oh, I got a phone call. Hang on. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Benny, this is Sally. I got my 2 feet amputated and below the knee. I tried to call you about 6 months ago and you didn't answer, and that's kind of fucked up.
Well, but you never told me where you were.
I told you where I was. I was in the house and I needed a motherfucking ride. Now, you don't even have to bring me shoes because I ain't got no more feet.
I don't appreciate you cursing at me, but I didn't know you didn't tell me where to pick you up.
You supposed to know where to pick me up, but the same place you've been for 40 years.
What's scary is he sounds just like...
I've got whole Fast Avenue in Clifton right next to the gas station where that weird U-turn is right by Route 3 over by the highway.
Well, listen, wait there, and I'll be there in about 15 minutes, okay?
I ain't going anywhere. I ain't got no feet. Keep not going somewhere with no feet. It ain't happening. So I'm just going to sit here on my ass and wait another 15 before you come and pick my ass up.
Okay, when you get to the gas station, go 2 lights and make a left, okay? And I'll meet you in the park.
Bring me a hash brown. I'm hungry.
Okay, dearie. Well, thanks for calling. I'll be there as soon as I can.
No chocolates. I don't want to lose my knee.
Okay. Well, we'll check your sugar.
Stay away from chocolate and stay away from family members who don't pick you up for 6 months from the hospital.
Okay, Mommy. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I gotta call Joe now.
Okay, yeah, you call Joe now. Bye. Oh God, that's funny, man. Jesus,
Kenny, you sounded exactly like him.
I don't.
That's creepy.
He called.
Yeah, he just called. I don't know what you're doing in the bathroom for.
I missed it.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Did I break that illusion? I'm sorry, Kenny. You sounded just like him.
But yeah, I keep getting it, so I'm gonna
keep him coming.
Yeah.
Do you have the number to call him back? Let's call him up.
Yeah, do you have the number?
Let's call him
Hold
up.
Hold on, let me see.
Just say, I'm in the lobby. Where are you?
Hold on, let me see.
I'm outside. Come outside, I'll pick you up.
Well, I'm inside.
Well, come outside.
Okay, let me get my jacket. We call him 20 minutes later. I was waiting outside.
But I was outside.
30 seconds.
No, we won't call him back now.
You keep saying him, but
steal those hospital slippers.
Please call today at 1-800
Oh, that's JCPenney. Yeah. I owed them money.
It could be an old woman. Who knows?
It sounds like it's either an old man or an old black woman.
It's Mom's Mabley.
That's what you sounded like. Mom's Mabley.
Shit. At least I don't know how she got the number. I'd even tell her. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But those are great. I told the story. I'll tell it real quick before. Johnny O never heard this one. My extension for my room phone when I lived at my mother's house was Plainfield.
Right.
It was a Plainfield extension. So I'm laying in bed. It's like a Saturday afternoon, probably, I don't know, 9 to 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And I get this call. You have a collect call from the Union Correctional Facility from Jamal. Right? And it has a recording. Right. You just record the name.
Hear the voice, yeah.
And I don't answer. I decline. Comes back another one. You have a collect call from Jamal. I decline again.
He's only got 5 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, he's only got two. So the third call, you have a collect call from, pick up the phone, bitch. And that was, I decline again. The next one was, I'm going to kill your ass. Literally, and he starts going ape shit on the phone.
You should have just picked it up and said, you're wasting your dime.
Yeah. But it was Jamal, and then it was, I'm going to kill you.
I'll kill you.
Pick up the phone, bitch.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and during the break, we're going to be crossing over back to just Conti and Kenny.
Oh, that's right. It's 9 o'clock.
All right, at 9 o'clock. So if you stay on More Like Radio, you'll be hearing Lust and Love till 11. But if you don't want to, and you want to check and basically listen for the last hour of the show, go to ContiandKenny.com and go into the chat room or just listen on your player. And if you're listening to podcast, this means nothing. This means absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So
seamless.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up the last hour with Johnny O.
Sure.
All right. It's a Conti and Kenny show on morelikeradio.com.
Ready? This is Mommy calling me because I'm going home today. Love you, baby. Bye bye.
Tune in to Lust and Love Radio Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you might hear something like this.
I masturbated last night thinking of your penis.
And this.
What, you think my vagina can put up with this small cock? No.
And quite possibly this.
Daddy's throwing up because he saw my vagina.
On morelikeradio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. What the hell kind of show is this, anyways?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love... They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle... and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
darksentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at...
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
This is Full Blown Cranium. She's only happy when she's feeling miserable. Available on iTunes.
Just another slide on the wall.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hip foot, 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 hip Jerk my cock. Jerk my cock. Jerk, jerk, jerk my cock.
Okay, okay, okay,
Hello, my name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over there!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
This is Uncle Arthur, everybody's favorite uncle. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Oh, those two guys really crack me up. Just keep listening. One of the knuckleheads will call you or take your phone call or whatever they do there.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Mm-hmm. We're now just on ContiandKenny.com for the last hour of the show. That's how we do now.
Yep.
First 2 hours were on More Like Radio and Conti and Kenny, and then for the last hour, we slide over to just Conti and Kenny for the Lust and Love crew, because that's what we do.
It looks like Lust and Love got a new name.
Oh, did they get the name?
I think it's Back Talk Radio.
Back Talk Radio.
Scrambler posted something in the other chat room. It looked like it said Backtalk.
Backtalk Radio. Okay.
I'm not sure. I saw it right before I clicked off.
All right. Cool. Very good. Congratulations. So they will be called Backtalk Radio.
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Fuck them.
I don't know.
Okay. If you want to give us a call, the phone number is 240-HI-CNK, which is 240-442-2635. Or just Skype us if you have Skype and you want to call in. NPN Studios. All right? And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, both this and Shorts.
Wait, I get it now. Hi, Conti and Kenny. CNK.
Yeah, see? Even Johnny figured it out. He's only been here 2 hours. Finally figured that shit out, man. Very cool. And don't forget, if you want to get your Conti Kenny stickers, email us at ContiandKenny@AOL, and we'll send you some stickers. Credo put it in on his Facebook, put a picture of our stickers, and it was in front of the Pillsbury Doughboy, and said, hey, I got my stickers from the Conti Kenny Show.
Very nice.
Yeah, so we try to accommodate everybody. All right. And, I heard a phrase the other day that I never heard before.
You're over your time?
No. I think it was "Here's your money for your set." I don't think I've ever heard that. That was really long, bad. Okay. So anyway, we were talking about some dude, and we're saying this guy is the dumbest guy in the building, right? Something like that. It was, and the one guy said, yeah, totally, hands down. Like, the phrase was hands down, which we all heard before. Like, you know, no doubt about it.
Sure.
Hands down. This one dude who's an older black guy, he's like maybe, I don't know, close to 60. And he goes, we go, man, he is the dumbest guy in the building, hands down. He's like, yeah, straight and box. I'm like, the fuck was that? Straight and box is what some brothers use for hands down. Like, dude, that is the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. Straight and box.
Straight and box?
Straight and box.
How old is he?
It's a gambling term. Straight and box.
Straight and box, yeah. But I had never heard that as used for, like, hands down.
How old's the guy?
I'd say he's probably 58, 59. He's from, like, Orange, you know? He's a Jersey guy.
Straight and box.
I never
heard that before.
Never heard that. I was trying to understand where it came from.
From soup to nuts, this guy's a quack box.
But it was just strange. I loved it. I'm like, shit, because, you know, I like to play, you know?
Yeah, but I don't get it, though.
I don't know where, I don't understand.
You know what? But hands down.
No, when you're
that's
betting.
That's probably a gambling.
Like, yeah, no.
Hands down is a gambling.
I'm not sure, but that's when you're, right? You go straight
and
box.
Straight and box. It's like a pick three or pick four. That's what that means. But I'm trying to understand where the correlation for it to say, you know, like...
Are you an idiot
it's like
for paying
100%, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, like bet your bottom dollar, yeah.
Bet
you
the
know?
House.
But it was just fucking, dude, I'm sitting there and my one friend's like, man, that guy, looking at a guy down at the end of the building, that guy is the dumbest guy in this building. I'm like, yeah, you ain't kidding, hands down. And I was like, he's like, straight and box. I'm like...
Anybody who uses straight and box for that, I hope he buys the farm.
With the money he won from hitting his
ring. Kick the bucket.
Just fucking. It was. I just thought it was funny, but I just didn't understand where it came from. And look, I couldn't have two of the perfect prospects to know an old school phrase than used to, because used to are like 90, and you guys are like old souls when it comes to words and phrases. You guys speak.
Kenny and I were shopping for dungarees today.
And how?
But yeah, it was just strange, man. Like straight and box. Like, that was him reiterating, like...
Mm-hmm. I came up with another one. I didn't come up, but I remember it. Just came up recently, because I was imitating my grandfather, like, Christmas or whatever. And something happened, and I went, holy Macrolandy!
Macrolandy.
Macrolandy.
Holy Macrolandy from Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy, yeah.
Yeah,
the
he
Kingfish,
would go, yeah. Yeah, he would go, holy Macrolandy! And my grandfather would say that all the time. And I never realized it until, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, shit. Amos and Andy. Holy
mackerel. Andy,
holy
right?
Holy mackerel Andy,
well,
yeah.
He's saying, holy mackerel, Andy.
Right. And yeah, holy right. Mackerel,
his grandfather used to say, holy mackerel, Andy. Just
filling it in. Yeah, 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 like yeah. Jesus freaking Christ. Holy Magerland.
Yeah, yeah. Another one was with anything that this makes no sense to anybody else except for my inner circle, my family, my grandparents.
Okay.
Makes no sense, but we say it all the time, where if someone dresses bad or if they're doing something bad, driving, whatever, they're like, he drives like Miss Gucci's aunt. Makes no sense at all for anybody. But this guy dresses like Miss Coochie's aunt. And he's like, what the hell does
Miss Coochie's aunt?
Miss Coochie's aunt, yeah.
Well, this might correlate where you guys might know this inside and out. From mentalfloss.com, 7 tips.
Ah, your uncle's mustache.
This is for women. This was obviously something from the 50s. For 7 tips for keeping your man. But it was made in the 50s.
Right.
So you can imagine what it is. Number 1, don't talk. did Mavis from next door insult your prize-winning squash? Did little Timmy get sent home for starting fires again? The shooting pain in your left arm just keeps getting more intense? Keep it to yourself. Your man works all through his day, and the last thing he needs to hear about is yours. Refer to the first 4 commandments on how to be a good wife in his 1943 book, Sex Today in Wedded Life. Don't bother your husband with petty troubles and complaints when he comes home from work. Be a good listener. Remember, your most important job is to build up and maintain his ego. This is all from like the late 40s, early 50s. He made another book, this guy, Sex, Satisfaction, and Happy Marriages. Oh my God, dude, this is great. There's number 2.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup.
Number 2, bad cooking will drive your man to seedy saloons.
Yeah.
This is what they taught.
You get some good cooking at seedy saloon. It's just an excuse to get out of there from your yapping.
Heed Reverend Tyrer. It's nuts what these guys got to say. A social service meeting, an afternoon tea, a matinee, a whatnot is no excuse for there being no dinner ready when a husband comes home from a hard day's work.
Oh, like she's home having tea or a matinee.
Exactly, yeah.
Just hanging out.
Housekeeping accomplishments and cooking ability are, of course, positive essentials in any true home. And every wife should take a reasonable pride in her skill. Happiness does not flourish in an atmosphere of dyspepsia. What's dyspepsia? Did you ever hear that word?
I think it's a disease.
Oh, okay. It sounds like it. Number 3, I'm not sure what this means, but be the hot steak, not the cheap pork.
Good girls don't pet.
Speaking of cooking, Reverend Tyrer has a metaphor for you. Picture a woman preparing a fine meal for her husband. She remembered his choice of meat and was careful to get an extra fine cut. Her best cutlery and dishes and finest linens are all in evidence, and a little colorful decoration has been tastefully displayed. And as he comes into the house, she greets him with a smile of welcome and a touch of manifest love. Now say that linen was a bedsheet. The colorful little decoration was fuzzy handcuffs, and you had the privilege of being that extra fine cut of meat. What is that all equal? A husband who doesn't cheat on you. Are they fucking, what the fuck are they talking
about? Some of that is added in.
That's added in. Yeah. It sounded like the 50s until you got to the fuzzy handcuffs.
Well, then maybe they're dialing it up a little bit.
In probably like the mid-70s, my uncle was going to school and he had to do an interview of like your genealogy, whatever.
Right.
And had to ask questions, like sexual questions, like man, husband, wife, or whatever, to my great grandmother, Baba, old Polish lady, or something. Somewhere right around there.
Her name was Baba.
Ollie, her first initial.
So it was actually for years and years and years we tried to find the tapes of these interviews because he did it with her and a couple of her sisters and whatnot of getting this old country. And two of the greatest things that she ever said was, one, she's like, he asked her a question, and he's like, how do you have such a long marriage? And she's like, never let your man go to sleep with a stiffy. And she's 94 at the time or something like that. You know what I mean? really old. The other one, she goes, if you don't want to have any more kids, if he's chewing him, if your husband's chewing tobacco, make sure he spits it out the window.
I don't get it.
He's it's like, if you're done.
Done.
It's the pull. Shoot it out the window. It's the pull out method. If he's chewing, if he's chewing tobacco, spit it out the window.
Make sure the window's down. White ass Brent says she's indigestion. Like
she's still alive?
No,
she did this. Right?
Yeah.
He said dyspepsia is indigestion.
Yeah,
it's a mild discomfort in the upper belly or abdomen. It occurs during or right after eating.
See that? He's immediate.
Yes.
He's right on it, dude. He's a fucking man.
What's dyspepsia?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
I can't even do one.
What are you, Bowser from Sha Na Na?
What's this here sauce?
There's
Pepsi here.
Number four, but don't be a sexual vampire or a frigid franny. Of course, as Dr. Robinson tells us, it is possible to be overcooked. Then you become a sexual vampire and you'll drive your husband to his grave, feasting on his life force. So don't be too sexed up, or you're gonna fucking ruin your man.
But there's a happy medium.
There's a happy medium for for a woman. Just as a vampire sucks the blood of its victims in their sleep while they're alive, so does the woman vampire suck the life and exhaust the vitality of her male partner or victim. This is what they were teaching people in the fucking 40s and 50s. This is fucking great. Number five. Pink panties are a must. And while we're on the subject of you...
I don't know if that's 50s.
Yeah. Pink panties? Underwear.
What was the... I would like to know the trend during the 50s for housewives' panties.
That's a good idea. I'm starting to doubt. Ever since the fuzzy freaking handcuffs, I'm like doubting that it's really...
That the underwear should be spotlessly clean goes without saying, but every woman should wear the best quality underwear that she can afford. And the colors should be preferably pink and lace and ruffles. I'm sorry to say, adds to the attractiveness of underwear and are liked by the average man. That sounds like they're probably saying pink, like number five, pink panties. They're translating it
right
to what we're saying now, but they're basically
knickers
saying
or bloomers.
Fucking underwear. Make some nice underwear.
You know what boggles my mind is when you watch like these old movies, the old black and white movies, and these chicks are gorgeous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The roaring 20s, you know, the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous actresses, and then you see like their memoriam on the Oscars, and you're like, "Whoof!" When we see what they look like now, like one dies at like 89.
Yeah. Oh, it's just it's amazing. The same person.
Of course, you know, men can wear a suit, and of course, you're going to look older, but women just look like circus clowns. Yeah. You know, they're just
yeah.
And a man could be distinguished. At like, you know, someone who's 89 or something like that,
yeah.
Still got it. You know, you see a lot of people that are still there.
Yeah, he's got the gray hair. He's distinguished. You know, he's older looking, but he carries himself well.
Yeah, yeah.
Women could still be like, women still love Nicholson. They still like,
But I'm talking even older than that, where the women go so far to the other side where they just, it's not that they don't give a shit. They get trapped in like the garb at the time. Somewhere there's a line. I don't know at this point whether it was like 1974 or 71, where they would just started to turn and they just got stuck and had polyester pants. You know what I mean? And the makeup.
And
do you understand
all
what I mean?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
It like guys can wear a suit the entire time, still look this. And
you know what it is. First of all. When you see an older woman, like I was just in the Pathmark parking lot, and there was this old lady with long hair, and it just creeps you out because it's like, she just looks like she drank from the wrong goblet in Indiana Jones. But I mean, you know what I mean? When the hair starts growing. But you know what I'm saying? She's just, you know, they should wear it in a bun if you want to have it long, but don't let it flow when you're out among people. You know what I mean?
She looks like a witch. Dad.
Yeah.
She
like,
drank from.
You know, you're just looking at it like, who's watching the cauldron? You know? But I mean, older women that let their hair grow too long, you know, there's an age where you can get away with it, and then there's an age where you can't. You know, that's the same thing. It's like, you know, just. They made that turn and they're wearing those outfits, but it's like
Well, it also depends on how long the hair is and what kind of outfit is she trying to be 30, or is she trying to say, hey, I'm in my 60s, but I still want to look good, or I'm in my 70s.
I'm talking past 60 and 70. I'm talking past 75.
That's bad.
That are still around. You know what I mean? 60s, you know, 60s and 70s, you're still whatchamacallit, viable, and you know, you see Raquel Welch? Yeah. I saw her on a thing.
She had some work done, right?
Yeah,
she doesn't look. Yeah, she looks attractive, but it doesn't look like Raquel Welch.
No. Up until about, I would say, the last time I saw her in person, not in person, but on TV, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, she looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, I saw her on she was on a TV show.
She turned a corner now, But she's still 75,
she's old. Yeah,
78,
she's old.
9,
yeah,
something like
she's
that.
She's fucking amazing. White Ass Brent, our producer in the chat, says Dips Coxia is what Kenny's nose does when there's a line on a mirror.
Or I think about it and it just starts dribbling.
And he put a link in for 50s underwear. And he said 1950s underwear is horrible. And take a look. Click on it. You can show Johnny O.
Okay.
Yeah. That's...
Wow.
I mean, we look at it like, oh, that's kind of nostalgic looking. But that underwear part, look at that. It's like a bad skirt, but shorts. It's like a skirt short.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that good. We'll stick with just pink panties for that.
Yeah, but if you saw all of these women now, oof, what a shame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
I mean, they're
mother.
Cute.
You know what's
beautiful.
Sad? When I was little, my mom would get Red Book magazine.
Sure.
And there was another one, Good Housekeeping or McCall's or something. I forget these, but there were all these women's magazines.
Reader's Digest.
No, but the women's magazines, they were specifically for women, and they would always have the ads in the back.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And
like,
then one of them was for breast enlargements.
It was like Spencer's.
Yeah, that was Jack material.
It was like the first Spencer's back in the 60s.
They used to sell a bra or a cream that was supposed to enlarge your breasts, and they would have the girl, I don't know how they did it, but you could tell they just like taped them down. She'd be like, you know, a healthy girl, and she'd be like frowning in the first picture, and then she'd have him out to here smiling in the second picture. And of course, my mom would go, why is there always a page missing? In the
there's only two more. Number six, let him have a little fun now and then. What if your man strays after marriage? Well, Dr. Robinson is here for you again. He says that ultimately a wife will react to infidelity as her heart dictates. But he still offers some advice. Get over it. But in case of an occasional lapse on the part of the husband, this bit of advice may prove acceptable. And my advice would be forgive and forget. Or still better, make believe you know nothing. An occasional lapse from the straight path does not mean he has ceased to love you. He may love you as much. He may love you a good deal more. So they're making excuses for a guy who goes out
cheating.
And bangs another chick. Because, you know, hey, listen, this was... you know, America at the time, it was a white man's fucking world, and I guess they took advantage of it. And number seven, which I think I believe right now still is the same, your husband is the boss of you. It is fitting to close with a simple truism for the renowned eugenicist professor B.J. Jeffries in his Searchlights on Health, The Science of Whatever. The number one rule, reverence your husband. He sustains, by God's order, a position of dignity as head of a family, head of the woman. Any breaking down of this order indicates a mistake in the union or a digression from duty. Stop talking, slap on some pink drawers, and start worshiping. So that's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of editorializing in there, but the basics are from these doctors who have written books.
Now, just think about like the post-war, post-World War II,
baby boom.
Leave it to Beaver kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. It never existed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it never
existed. No, that was just television.
Yeah,
man.
But not even close. You know what I mean? Yeah. All these guys coming back from the war, now they have executive positions, but they all had their demons. They all had syphilis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't like coming home, putting a hat on the rack, dropping your briefcase,
and
kissing your wife, and the kids come
the
in.
The reason why the kids come back, and he's like, my father never loved me because he had fucking shell shock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dad never talked about the war, but he pulled a gun on mom when he would ejaculate.
He's slitting Japs' throats, you know, and now he's got to fucking be a loan officer, you know, in Mayberry. It's not going to happen. You know?
Even today, it's the same thing. I mean, these poor kids that are coming home, you know.
It's latchkey kids, and there's nobody there.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, with the war, though. It's like they're coming home. It's like they have a commercial now where the guy he's putting his ears on. He lost his ears from the fire, and it's just so hard to watch. You're like, Jesus, what for what? You know? What a waste, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's and you know what's sad is that if you say that, you know, people look at you. You're not American, or you're not patriotic.
Yeah, you're not allowed to just say, "Geez, you know, it's just what did we get? Yeah, the war will pay for itself. The oil, what oil? Nothing happened. You know, thanks, Cheney, and you with your five fucking deferments. You're the one that's sending kids over there. Yeah. I don't know how I got on this. I'm sorry. back to '50s underwear. I'm sorry.
But it's almost like when Carlin did the whole thing about language, how. We've softened the language up, and it used to be shell shock.
Yeah.
Then it was operational exhaustion,
post-traumatic
battle
stress.
Fatigue, yeah, and then there was a bunch of jokes in between it. But he said, "Hey, you know what? If those guys in Vietnam if they were just shell shocked, maybe they would have gotten the attention that they needed,
right?
You know, instead
right.
of post-traumatic. But you don't even think like." That's the thing. Like, they talk about all, you know, the wars and how many people we've lost. But, dude, it's almost like, it's like every guy, every woman that comes back from these fucking wars, they all end up being heavy, heavy drinkers.
Yep.
And there's a number for how many were killed. And you have numbers that are injured. But you don't have the ones that come back. There was no numbers for that.
Yeah.
They come back and they're fine. They got all their limbs and everything and they can't sleep. They all turn into raging alcoholics.
Plus, there is a high suicide rate.
Yeah. High suicide.
I think there's actually more suicides than actually died in the war.
Yeah.
Something like crazy, yeah.
And you're just like, what, you know, I don't know.
They should fucking suck it up. I'm totally joking. Completely 100%.
You had me there for a second here, Chief.
There's no way. Nope.
Kenny did the exact opposite. Hey, let's hear it for our troops, you know.
And what about those, you were telling me before, I didn't even realize there was another thing with a cruise ship where people were just having awful shit.
Yeah, this was just the water was bad, right? Or was it bad cooking?
They're not sure. Yeah. They're not sure. But that's some segue.
I don't want to
fatigue into cruise ship diarrhea. Disney cruise.
I didn't want to keep going.
Yeah.
We could. I mean, we could sit there and talk about what is the point of all of it? Like
give it up for Mickey Mouse and Goofy with the E. coli. Get up for E. coli.
What's going on behind me? You guys seem very...
No. It's the same shit that's been replaying since it'd be for 3 hours.
There was a headline earlier about, it said, sobriety crackdown for Super Bowl. Are they serious? Are they talking about, like, everywhere? Or are they talking about by the Meadowlands? Because that's going to be the safest place of all. No one's driving.
Yeah.
They must mean the rest
of the
Jersey.
It's all mass transit. Do you know they're selling $150 parking space? Yeah.
Oh,
you want to park $150 a space?
I have a problem with the NFL. I'm a fan. I mean, but I know it's a business. But I mean, everybody was so excited, and now all the towns that are nearby are saying they're not going to get half what they thought they were. They're getting shut out of stuff. They can't even like advertise. You can't say Super Bowl. It's all, if you notice, it's the big game.
That's a lot of the restaurants and bars and stuff are planning on, because you can only have a certain number of people staying in Manhattan, barely. You know what I mean? All the concentration of hotels in our area far outweighs Queens, Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn's not even it's not even a Brooklyn, Queens, even Long Island is too far. They're all going to be on this side of this side of the river.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're all going to be here.
Yeah, we got a room. We'll rent it out.
Yeah, well, people are renting. You know,
people are fucking renting rooms.
Yeah,
out.
I was
fucking rent it out. You know,
$30,000 a week. For the 2 weeks or whatever it is, or 10 days.
The thing is, you got to screen like a bastard, because if you get just a bunch of kids, you're going to have $50,000 worth of damage.
But
you know what,
who can afford $30,000?
The high rollers, high rollers that are going to,
They're also not going to take some tenement in Irvington either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could try to rent a couch out.
How about a mobile home in Wayne? Come on over, Chief. Fucking fork over your money, douche.
But if they can afford $30,000 to stay at your house, you're going to end up with a burn stain on your carpet for where they sacrificed a fucking Korean just to entertain themselves. You know? Sick, rich fucks. Freeze their ass off.
Yeah, I just...
I really don't feel like it's there. It doesn't mean anything. When I see it on TV, I'm going to go, oh, wow, that's the Meadowlands. But you're not going to recognize it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to recognize it. It's just going to be so hyped up and, you know.
And to be honest, it never really, excited me, watching the Super Bowl thinking, oh, my God, I would love to be there. I've never wanted to be at a Super Bowl.
I'd rather watch it somewhere. I'd rather be somewhere comfortable watching it. And that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to be in, California or Florida when it's nice out. But I'm saying when they said they were having it in the cold weather and they're starting to do that, I just thought, well, that's weird. But I guess that's kind of, it's not fair that only the certain state, like New Orleans and Florida and California, will get it. And that's it.
Which is fine.
You know what? If this game goes off and it's not affected by the weather,
they say
they're
going to
have
be.
More. But then what if they do it like Buffalo, like the places that need it? That's going to be a horrible.
Green Bay or
Wisconsin. Forget about it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just that the game, I would rather, even if it was the Jets.
I'll
be honest.
That's what I mean. When I heard it, I thought, would it be great if one of them was me?
One thing I might have done, I'm not going to do it, but one thing I might have done is they have, 42nd Street is now called Super Bowl Row whatever it is.
And nothing in Jersey.
There's nothing in Jersey. If the Super Bowl was in a stadium in Manhattan, down by, the train yards where it was supposed to be or something, and I could take a train from my house. I got to do is hop a train, head in there, see the sights, the sounds, walk around. I would do that. But in order, there's only the one, one street that has shit. Everything else is all spread out.
It's a tourist trap.
Fan club here, I would do that if it was in in that kind of a situation. Yeah. But now I'm just I ain't doing that bullshit.
Brent,
that's like going to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
Brent in the chat: most sports other than hockey suck to watch live. I've been to football games. I mean, I love going to the games, but my team's never going to the Super Bowl. Okay, all right. Let's just call it.
Well,
what
let's
it
just
is.
Clarify: not in your lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. But if they did. I mean, I've been to enough Jet games, and I probably, if they did get there, I'd probably be at the championship game or whatever. Point is that we would be so, especially Jet fans or any team that's never gone there or rarely ever goes, you'd be so excited. I wouldn't want to go to the, I want to be there, watching it with my brother and Bill and guy, my friends, Kenny. The guys that I'm friends with all the time. And, because it's this thing, there are people that have to go to every, there's like a group of guys, like four or five guys, they've gone to every Super Bowl since Super Bowl
One. Oh, yeah, yeah.
These guys
are
75 or 80 right. now. I understand that, but the hoopla, I could care less about the hoopla. I'm just about the game and my team.
I remember Super Bowl parties, there used to be a chance that you were going to get laid afterwards.
Really?
When you were
back in the day.
Really? It would be the guys would hang out and you'd be like, all right, it's here's the situation. It'd be a party. Girls would come over.
The girls just cared about the commercials. They would go, I heard about this commercial. There's a robot in it, or whatever the fuck.
I remember when I was DJing, I DJed a Super Bowl party. I think it was in Morristown, New Jersey. And it was the Niners versus Denver.
Let me ask you something. Were you playing music while the game was on?
No. It was before the game.
Oh, okay.
So it was because they're there for...
He would have been
pelvic. Idiotic. So stupid.
He would have had chicken wing stains all over his fucking
just
tuxedo
getting hit,
shirt.
Like I was in a golf cart, getting...
Do you take requests? Yes. Will you shut that fucking thing off? It's the third quarter.
So, but the weird thing was...
Enough with cooling a gang. Brent Musburger's fucking talking.
It's ladies' night. We get it. We're trying to watch. But it was the game. It was the 1989 Super Bowl. and it might have been in 90, whatever it was, but it was the Niners versus Denver when the Niners blew them out 55-10.
Right.
So what happened was, by halftime, the game was over. So you know what they did? These guys, they were all Giants fans. They replayed the Giants game from 86.
Did they really?
But I was able to play music. They were like, dude, start playing music. We're going to just watch,
and
they're
the gonna watch the game.
So right they big, you know, at the time, I mean, it was like a cool. They were like fucking.
It's like the rear projection screen at
that time. Yeah, one of those.
There was one guy protesting. He had the box. And he's like, well, I don't want to know what the final score is.
But yeah, that was like the weirdest Super Bowl party I was ever at, and I got paid for it.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, what are you going to do?
I actually did have a good time. Roz's sister's boyfriend, he came up the 2011, and we watched 2007. I just bought the box, and it's got everything but 2011 now. Now they probably have it, but it has all the greatest games. So it's got two playoff games and the Super Bowl from 86. Like one playoff game in the Super Bowl from 91, and then there's a couple of just regular season games that were crazy where they, you know, so we're watching the 2007 Super Bowl
before
because they got there like 2 p.m. you know, and
it's just 11 hours of pregame. Yeah, and they
after a while you're like, how many, you know, all the channels, yeah.
Cares.
How many times are you going to replay the, you know, nickel deep of whatever bullshit? And
yeah, it just gets old. So we put the game on, and then what was crazy was it was very similar, you know. You had the Tyree,
In
2011 it was Manningham.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing, a fluke play that kind of, you know, and it was the Patriots, so it was crazy.
Yeah,
two times in a row.
See that lined up pretty good. That lined up pretty good.
Yeah, but that was fun because we watched one and then we saw the second one.
Here's the thing. Now, with me, now, say Denver, Seattle. I can go. I'll go and watch it somewhere. Just to say if there was something going on, I'll go and watch it somewhere. But even with me in the Yankees, Giants, Jets, if they're in it, I don't want anybody to talk to me.
I know.
I want to sit on the chair. You know what I mean? If I had a World Series ticket, game seven,
and the worst
was
when you were younger, you know, before you knew this about yourself, didn't you? Like, I got to buy the fucking paper the next day to find out what happened. Because I'm talking to people, I'm drinking, I'm acting stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
You're
missing it, you know?
Yeah, I've changed that as I've gotten older, where Yankees, you know, Yankees playoff games, I'm like, you guys want to hang out? I'll make food beforehand. Once this game starts, shit's going to be flying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to be screaming.
In the rare occasion that there's a Jet playoff game, yes, it's very, very, my girlfriend didn't get it when I was first, like, watching, and she didn't understand. I'm like, look, because, like, she got a bunch of friends that live down the shore that she's friends with, you know, and they go to, they'll get together, and a lot of them are Jet fans, and they go to these, you know, bars and places to watch a game. And
but
I
they
go,
hop. They go from one to
no,
another.
No, they'll go to a place. And I'm like, that's great, but I don't do that. I said, look, I just don't. I watch it either with my brother or a couple of my friends.
Right.
And that's what I've been doing since like the 80s. It's just what we do. We either go to the game or we're watching it somewhere. I don't watch it in a bar with a bunch of people. And then there's a fucking Raven fan in the corner, some guy.
And
I just like to. And, you know, this year, a couple of times I didn't get to go to my brother's. We were running late. So I just watch it at the house by myself. I mean, she's there. Yapping, whatever the fuck she's doing. But she knows. And look, it's just not my deal. I watch it. I mean, if it was a Super Bowl, forget it. It would be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd
be like Joaquin Phoenix in the closet during the movie Signs when he was watching the news. He was just in that little closet. You didn't see the movie. It's a reference for the fans.
Didn't see the movie.
I know. Every movie references, I go, it's for them. It's always for them.
But, yeah, it would be such a big deal. And, you know, it would be, you know, I want to be there with, I mean, I've been watching games with Bill for 20 years and going to games with my brother and watching with, and that's where I want to be, you know. So, you know, the Super Bowl, yeah, it'd be, you know, it's
Wait, but as you're saying, you would go there if it was the Jets in it.
No, I would probably just want to watch
You'd still want to watch it on TV.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it would be if it was here and we got a chance. But I'm not.
Spending, oh, I see what you're saying. If the Jets were playing at the Meadowlands in the Super Bowl,
yeah, you know, maybe, you know, and but dude, I don't care. I'm not spending fucking $8,000.
Well, actually, they're getting cheap though. That's just it. They're not moving well. Because all the freaking outsiders now want the tickets that just get you in so they can go, that give you a club pass.
Yeah.
Not all the tickets have it. So those are the ones that are going for like rock bottom now. And then I'm hearing that they're already concerned about camera shots if the crowds are empty for everybody going inside. So I'm thinking there's probably going to be some kind of a flotation with people. They might want to put some people to fill up. It's either that, or it's like filming, you know, the natural where they put cardboard.
You know what they might, yeah. You know what they might do too is like once you're down there, you can't go out. You can't.
But if you have a pass, you should be able to. But I've already heard that. I was one of these stupid shows I'm watching. They're going. They're already concerned about the camera angles so that they don't have the Super Bowl showing a bunch of empty seats. You know,
because it's 80,000 fucking seats. Yeah, you know?
It's 80,000. But I mean, it's like I think less than half the seats you're allowed to go to the clubs.
You can't go. Yeah. Most of the seats you can't.
Oh, okay. So those are the ones that are hot because you can get the hell out of the cold.
Yeah, you can go.
But the others, seats. They're going to be. So if they're there, but if they're not there, they're going to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there's all those these corporate jerk offs that probably just come, they watch the halftime show, and if it's not a close game, they leave. So it's, I mean, you know.
It's going to be interesting because it is. The cold factor is definitely takes precedence because. Almost every year, it's beautiful, you know? So why wouldn't you go? You know what I mean? Even if it was, I don't know.
They have those little games, those skills challenges and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, for the regular games.
Punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah. See some dumb bitch kick the ball right off the tee, and then some douche guy fucking can't even throw the ball 8 yards. But there's something to the fact that it's gonna be in the 30s and then in the 20s, which isn't going to be a big deal. They said it's going to be some sleet and stuff in the afternoon, but the game will be fine. I don't know, man. I don't know. It doesn't seem to have the that thing like when it's in New Orleans or in Southern California or Miami where it's beautiful out and people are out. They're there for 2 weeks and they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
They're out and doing things. Here,
you've got those retired fucking NFL players, that fucking sucky dais, where they just do the same shit over and over.
Yeah, exactly.
They all have their pen in their hand because you know they're not.
But
sure
it's
what,
okay.
They're not sure what to do with their hands on.
It's 75 degrees out.
They've got the pen.
They all went to the same training class.
And they're always like, Coach. Well, what they got to do is they just have to concentrate on feeding that check down
but
and all
it's
that.
Okay,
you know what? Fucking annoys the shit out of me. Out. You know what fucking annoys the fucking every single person. That's funny. I said no before I realized what you said. It doesn't matter where you came from. Okay,
it's always about where you're going. Sorry, I thought you were in an AA.
Let
meeting.
Him.
I thought we were doing an AA meeting. It ain't where you're going. It's where you've been.
It doesn't matter what nationality you are or any. If you were an NFL football player or a analyst, you don't say football. You say football. Football.
With no T, football?
Yeah, football. Yeah.
Football.
You just hear, well, they just got to go and
play football.
And try to football.
It's football. That's a Southern
Every,
thing.
No,
that's
it's a Southern but the fucking guys who aren't even Southern say it.
Really?
It drives me fucking nuts.
Football.
Yeah. Drives me nuts. Football.
He's
just got to. They just got to go, and they just got to
go.
Phil Sims is
playing football.
Football.
He's got to go up there and play some football.
He's right.
They also.
I'm just
football.
Realizing. I never noticed that. It's true. Football.
Another one. So. If go on YouTube.
Yes.
This is another one. This is totally off, way off, but it reminds me of something I forgot that drives me crazy. Go to Bacon Bowl commercial.
Bacon Bowl.
Yeah.
Commercial.
I want to throw my fucking
perfect
shoe.
Bacon. Okay, here
yeah.
We go. Bacon
just
bowl.
Listen to the way this woman says bacon bowl. It dry. I want to. It's just one of those things that drive me nuts.
Perfect bacon
bowl.
Perfect bacon bowl. Is there a bunch of kids outside eating something?
I don't know. It's an infomercial.
Oh, it's an infomercial?
Yeah. It should be the commercial for it.
HBH, is there a blonde girl in like a jersey? Is that it right there?
No, go up to the top. Go, actually, official commercial, bacon bowl.
Right here?
Yes.
It says perfect bacon bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to her, and then what we're going to do is we're going to YouTube.
Everybody love.
We're going to YouTube the guy's some kind of a dais. We'll go to NFL Live or something.
Okay.
And just we'll just hear him football.
Now what is football. This is going to be?
She says bacon bowl. It drives me.
Everybody loves bacon. The sizzle, the scent, the mouth-watering taste. Didn't think it could get any better? Watch. We're turning bacon upside down. Introducing Perfect Bacon Bowl. Eggs and hash browns for breakfast? It's better in a bacon bowl. BLT for lunch? Perfect
bacon bowl.
It's over.
Now do you hear it? You're gonna. It's gonna seem longer.
Once you realize
it's bacon bowl.
Because started from the beginning all and right. Now listen.
Bacon bowl. Okay. And I've seen these commercials. This is retarded anyway.
Now every time it's...
Everybody loves bacon. The sizzle, the scent, the mouth-watering taste. Didn't think it could get any better? Watch. We're turning bacon upside down. Introducing Perfect Bacon Bowl. Eggs and hash browns for breakfast? It's better in a bacon bowl. BLT
bacon bowl.
Perfect Bacon Bowl makes a whole new way to munch. Just wrap your favorite cut of bacon around the Perfect Bacon Bowl form and
your
cook.
Favorite cut.
The easy way to make like delicious different edible cuts bowls of bacon. Out of bacon. For fun, savory, crunchable yum. In just minutes, you'll have tasty, toasty, perfect bacon bowls. The unique
bacon bowls
allows the bacon to crisp up evenly while grease collects in the channel so you can pour it out of your diet. Now everything's better in a perfect bacon bowl. Perfect
bacon bowl.
Bacon bowl cooks bacon to perfection in the oven, microwave, and toaster oven too. Kids want mac and cheese? Serve the perfect portion that's sure to please. Craving burgers on game night? Stack them up in perfect bacon bowls.
Bacon bowls. I want to murder this woman.
Bacon bowl ice cream sundae. Salty, sweet,
is that
and
a southern
fun to
thing?
Eat. Perfect Bacon Bowl makes bacon the star of every dish. And it's not just for bacon. Make mouth-watering bread bowls for pizza bites, soups, stews, and more. And it's all dishwasher safe. Perfect Bacon Bowl.
Drives me fucking nuts.
Bacon bowl.
Bacon bowl.
Bacon bowl.
Once I started
it's like
hearing
she's singing the word bowl.
Yeah. Once I started hearing it,
it's
oh,
also
that's all
what's
I hear
annoying
now.
You is it's probably the commercial gets raised, but they raised the volume at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Bones says she can choke on my bacon bowl.
Bacon pole.
Bacon pole.
Bacon
I'm sorry.
Pole.
Oh, okay. Brent says it's a Midwest accent of saying bowl.
That's probably true.
Bone says, "I hope she dies." Very simple.
But
I hope she
you know
dies.
What? But now every time everyone hears
bacon bowl,
bacon bowl,
bacon bowl.
That is Midwest, right? Oh, sure.
Yeah,
the bowl
holding that last note.
Yeah, that's what it's bowl.
There's one other thing on TV. We won't be able to see it, but it's a girl that's dancing. It's like the new Camry or something like that. One of the new Toyota cars.
Right.
And they're all dancing next to the car, and she's right next to the driver's side door. And she just accentuates these fucking dance moves. I want to kill her. There's just, I fucking stare at her whenever she's on it.
Brent says, we like to, Brent's from Minnesota. We like to elongate our O's.
Bacon bowl.
Bacon bowl. Bacon bowl.
Now, do me a favor. Go to YouTube. Just do NFL Live Dais.
So is that like the Fargo accent? There you go. Oh, sure, right?
I don't know.
Bowl.
Bacon NFL, bowl. What, Super Bowl Dais?
Just NFL Live Dais, and they should have some
how
kind of
how do you spell Dais?
D-I-A-S or D-A-I-A-S? I'm not sure.
D-A-I-A-S. D-A-I-A-S. It doesn't even look right. It looks like a word I've never seen before. It just doesn't. Dais.
Try it. D-A-I. I think that's it.
Reporter concussion.
I don't want to be racist here, but you know what's been bothering me? I hear it all the time now.
Usually instead when somebody says that, they end up being racist.
I'm really not.
I know you're not, but it's just funny when somebody says that.
No,
look, I don't mean to be racist.
I'm hearing this a lot.
They need to leave
and
this
And I'm
country.
Hearing it from everywhere. And white people are doing it too. That it's like instead of just saying y'all, that's like a little colloquialism that everybody says.
Southern thing, right?
There's a thing now where you say instead of T-H-E-I-R, like their Volvo is parked on our lawn. They go, they Volvo is on our lawn. They say they instead of their.
No man,
like
they Volvo.
You know what I'm saying?
Lawn.
Forget Volvo. It's just
They dog be shitting on my yard.
Yeah. They they picnic went on too long, you know, or you know what I'm saying? They instead of there.
Right.
I'm hearing that a lot, and it's bothering me, Kenny, as much as the bowl is bothering you.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm hearing it from, like, you know, I think I heard that. I heard that little the little girl with the tongue twerking.
Oh, that fucking that fucking
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
I heard her say.
Real quick, if you guys YouTube Corolla commercial, I'm just going to show you the cunt that I want to kill. All right. It's like, here's the old...
Kenny's age since we've seen...
Here's the old Corolla, and here's the other one. I don't have my wallet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bum, bum, bum.
Right? And I'll just show you which cunt. Now, it's the Corolla from the 70s.
Right.
They're doing the Soul Train line,
okay, yeah,
which
yeah.
is awesome. The original Soul Train lines, if you YouTube them, you just...
Oh,
it's
they're
just,
great.
It's just hours of entertainment.
Now, the 80s.
Now, it's the 80s.
They're doing cartwheels.
They're breakdancing, the Corolla. They're skateboarding, a lot of graffiti.
This is the 90s.
90s grunge, the whole thing. And I'll show you who exactly I want to kill. They spin. This guy does his weird things with his arms. Here it is. Just that's her right there. But she shows up.
But that's
up.
Not
she,
the dance that upsets you.
No, she shows up again. Right there. That one. She's just too into it.
Yeah.
She's too into it.
Yeah, she's, I been, can't sta- she's I can't... been dancing since she's been two, and she finally has a big break. Being
By the way,
70...
do you guys give a shit about the Olympics?
I can't
It's the same thing. She's been dancing since she was two. The Olympics is the same thing. We're supposed to give a shit about these people, right? So a year from now, they can do a Subway commercial like Michael Phelps.
Exactly.
You know, like, who gives a shit?
You pointed at her when they were doing like a
they
view
do a
from
fa-
the
they
fucking
do a fade
satellite.
Away. They do a fadeaway shot.
And she's
Look at
still,
boy,
she's
you, still
you, yeah. You've been studying.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, honey, it's a Toyota commercial. Shut up.
I can't
you
stand
just,
it.
You hate her enthusiasm.
Yeah, I really do. That's exactly what it is.
She's too goddamn happy with that dance with the Corolla.
She just does 2 minute elbow shit.
In the chat, Bones said, let's just listen to Shannon Sharp. We will be begging to hear the Bacon Bowl shit after that.
Yeah.
And White Ass Brent says...
Go ahead.
White Ass Brent says, what bothers me is when both Conti and Kenny say fur when they mean four. Bullshit. We don't say that.
Fur?
Fur. What am I?
What's that? What are you saying that fur?
What's that fur?
What you come over here, fur?
What you going over there, fur? We don't say that.
I don't say fur.
Fur. We don't say that fur. A fur.
What's he trying to infer?
Oh, man, you know what? I hate to do it.
Do you have any kind of an NFL Live? Did you find one?
What?
Oh, we got to go.
Dude, I look for like the NFL Live for like a day.
Nothing like a day. Just go on there.
But I know what you're saying. It's football.
And if you search the new Corolla commercial where they're all dancing and I want to slit her throat, she ends up in the final shot next to the driver's side door. She's in a red jumpsuit Rydell High outfit. And I can't stand her.
There's no other. Just that, what does it say on the YouTube?
Well, the name of it?
Yeah, the name of it, so people can check it out.
I just searched Corolla commercial.
But style never goes out of style. 2014 Toyota Corolla. That's the commercial. It's one of those that shows them from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then now. All right.
I can't stand her. And she's still doing
you're
it.
Still looking at her from the fucking, from a Hubble space.
And,
fucking...
and you know what? That's like her big break because she's like, I'm by the front door.
Yeah, she's by the front door.
I'm by the driver's side
door. Shut the front door.
The name of that dance is The Check Cleared.
shit. Well, I want to thank everybody in the chat. Thank you so much. You guys rule. Johnny O, of course, thanks for coming by.
Thank you guys for having me.
Good to see you, pal.
It's good to see these guys together. It's like Clark Kent and Superman. I never saw them together for a while.
Everybody, like our Facebook page. Don't forget. And also follow us on Twitter. The show is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5.
Yep.
And Brent's is at White Ass Brent. Subscribe to both the podcast and the shorts podcast. Also, get the TuneIn app so you can listen to us live from the first 2 hours right from your phone. And if you want to get my DVD Happiness, go to joeconti.com. And a couple of quick sites that we're friends with that help sponsor the show, kind of, jjcomedy.com.
GodHatesBrickStone.com, and Life Dash Forever. That is DeChrome's comic. And a couple of shows besides all the great shows on More Like Radio. Don't forget to subscribe to Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Rich Woods, his show, Unlearned.TV on Tuesday nights, 7 to 8. And also subscribe to Joe Fernandez's podcast, The I Don't Know Joe Show. And next week, we're going to we'll talk about it more. We got to get the get people to go to the GoFundMe. If you go to GoFundMe and then put No Laughing Matter, it is our pal, Kerry, who is going through some bad things right now.
I donated again.
And they have a donate button for her. She's sick. And
if you can, just help out. It always helps.
I got my buddy Anthony to retweet it when I was hanging at his house.
Sure.
And he retweeted to like 140,000 people. And then Jimmy Norton retweeted it.
Really nice. Yep. Very nice.
So it was very cool of them, man. So we want her to get well quick, very quick. So that's about it. I don't know if there's any other...
No, Johnny O, love to see you, man. And
I feel bad now. I'm just thinking about that. And Joe just got married, too, right?
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's cool, man. We got a lot of people... checking out. Ooh, here we go. We have some other sites that are being sponsored by us. YokoStompsRice.com.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
UnemployedBeardGrower.com. SindoniSucks.com. Very nice. That is great. And then the bone said, that's it for this week. Fuck you guys. We don't say fur. What the fuck are they both talking about? What else is there? There's, I don't know, man. There's a, I'm looking at some of the topics.
I totally forgot to write them down again.
Ah, for Christ's sake, fur.
.com.
I'm thinking, how about 1950spanties.com?
Now, there you go.
Right?
I want to kill that dancing cunt in a Corolla commercial.com.
.com, yeah, of course. Can't forget her.
Too much elbows cunt.com.
And stop saying they when you mean there. .com.
How about Kenny missed out when the old woman called in .com?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost my feets.com.
I got the highsugar.com.
And I still stole the slippers.
Brent put the GoFundMe in the chat. It's if you want to donate, man, it's a great pal, Nurse Carrie. She's got some cancer, and we're going to help her get it knocked out. Next year of her life's going to be a little rough, but she'll get through it, and we'll go out and party and have a good time.
Yes.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. Any other? I want to end on a really unemployedbeardgrower.com. That one's fucking good, man.
That's a good one.
That was Brent. That was all Brent, man. Brent had his three ready to go. All right.
Find a lump on your sternum. .com.
Fuck. See, I forgot to write them down. You didn't tell me to write these down.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you everything, don't I?
I know.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for joining us, and tell your friends, and fuck off. Conti and Kenny.
.com.
Thank you. That's actually the fucking website.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.